This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's, and we're celebrating fall with our new Pretzel Bacon Beer Cheeseburger. Made to order with a fresh, never-frozen beef patty topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings, and warm, gooey beer cheese on a fresh pretzel bun. Oh, yeah! Or get the party started with an order of our new soft pretzel sticks, served with a side of warm beer cheese. Festive, delicious, and sure to become your new fall favorites. It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons. quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's a gorgeous night for high school football here at Lima Stadium. And the fireworks to be lit up, by these two teams, Ann and Tri-Village, will be seen for miles outside of Lima. It's one of those evenings where you could see forever. Clear skies overhead, moon shining, no chance of rain, light wind out of the west-northwest, as I get my scratchy voice corrected here at the outset. Should be a fine game. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. These two clubs racked up 102 points last week. Anna, an 8 seed in the southwest region of Division 6, tangles with Tri-Village, a 5 seed in this same region. Anna, now 7-5, finished 5th in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Tri-Village, now 11-1, finished 2nd in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. And tonight, by the way, the third straight regional semifinal appearance for Tri-Village in the last 3 years. And this is the 9th year of football at Tri-Village, which has made great progress in this sport. Anna, as you recall, is 4 years removed from a state title in 2019 when the Rockets streaked to a 14-1 season and numerous continuous clock victories in taking the D6 state championship. In fact, our halftime tonight will feature highlights from several of the more than 260 high school football games that we've covered here on scoresbroadcast.com since 2006. Chuck, both teams superb last week. Fireworks indeed. 50 points by Tri-Village, 52 by Anna. each team had a poor half, if that's possible. And when you score that many points,
well, it is.
And a second half not so good. Tri-Village's first half not so good last week. Bottom line is, who's going to get to 40 or even 50 first, and who might force a punt or two in this game? Who's going to limit the explosive plays? Because there will be some for sure.
Well, both teams have the ability to score from any place on the field, so that makes it exciting. You can kind of understand maybe Anna got the lead and coasted last week.
Right.
It's a little more puzzling that Tri-Village had the slow start that they had. But, you know, you're playing good teams right now. I don't care what where you are in this thing. If you're still playing football, you're playing good football teams.
Oh, yeah. Zach Osborne for Anna, a junior, outstanding a week ago, 274 yards, 34 carries. Quarterback Alex Chappie, pass for 78 yards. Trey Heitkamp caught 3 for 41, plus a touchdown. Meanwhile, Tri-Village got 7, count them, 7 touchdowns from Reed Weir. 5 second-half touchdowns for Tri-Village. Weir had 7 on the night. He broke his single-game touchdown record at Tri-Village, which had been 6. Phenomenal performance by Weir. 2 kickoff returns for scores, a 60-yard reception for a TD. A couple other key playmakers for Tri-Village, quarterback Braden Keating and wide receiver Tanner Prince. Fireworks tonight, a shootout, a couple of high-octane offenses. It's going to be a fast game. Who gets to the line of scrimmage the quickest and snaps the ball?
Well, you look at Weir, and Weir allegedly runs a 4.3 40.
Yep.
So I mean, I want to see that, because for a high school kid, that is sprinting. But you know, I'm looking forward to see him play. I know that they've got Hollinger on the end. He's a defensive end. He's got a lot of sacks this year for Tri-Village. That's somebody that Anna's going to have to pick up on, and they're going to have to run Osborne, and they're going to have to make sure the offensive line. If they can control the offensive line, like you said, they should win the football game.
Yeah, you're so right. The young man whom you mentioned, Hollinger, a defensive end for Tri-Village, does have 11, count him, 11 sacks on the year. He could torment Anna in the offensive backfield. Jaden Hollinger, will keep an eye on him. Nolan Wilt, sophomore at Anna, second team All-MAC, 7 sacks on the year, 14 tackles for lost yardage, 2 key defenders who will try to bust across the line of scrimmage and make life miserable for opposing quarterbacks.
Well, we're talking about two teams that scored in the 50s last week, so we definitely need to talk about some defense, because the team that plays some defense tonight's got a shot.
Yeah, I'd agree. And that's been Anna's Achilles heel, the 10th, albeit the Midwest Athletic Conference, but 10th in the MAC defensively against the pass was Anna this year. 172 yards per game allowed. Rushing defense for Anna, pretty good. 4th in the MAC. Not bad whatsoever. Meanwhile, this Tri-Village team in the WOAC all year has had leaders in several categories. Tri-Village was 8-1, losing only to Ansonia on the season. Braden Keating, number 2 in passing yards in the WOAC. Reed Weir, the 2nd in rushing yards. Tanner Prince and Reed Weir, 3rd and 4th in receiving yards. And Trey Sagister for Tri-Village, 5 interceptions on the campaign. Hollinger, as we noted, 11 sacks. At some point, the defenses for these two teams will settle in and make a play or two, and those will be key.
Well, they will be key. You talk about turnovers. You talk about getting a stop and making the other team punt.
Yep.
Whoever can do that more tonight, and, I mean, that's football, obviously, is going to win the football game.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Limit the explosive plays. Generate a few if you can. And get a couple or 3 crucial stops. key building components for Anna and Tri-Village here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Arushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Arushi, well known for offering you the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. We're going to return in just a few minutes with comments from both head coaches, second-year head man at Tri-Village, Matt Hopkins, ninth-year head coach at Anna, Nick Marino. They're up next. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Lima Stadium on a beautiful, clear night. We expect fireworks to be seen down on the gridiron at both ends of the field when these two teams kick it off in about 15 minutes. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back to Lima Stadium. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Before we go any further, a shout-out to Fort Loramie head football coach Spencer Wells and his wife Amy. Entering into the world in the last couple of days, a new infant boy in the Wells family, Kason, K-A-S-O-N. He joins brother Beckett Robert and his older sister, who is Harper. Congratulations to Spencer Wells and wife Amy.
Absolutely, and I think we were at the stadium when we announced Beckett back in the day, a couple of years ago.
Yes, so indeed. Yep.
Here we go. This is the spot for Spencer to have babies.
Yep. Beckett Roberts was born that weekend a couple of years ago when we covered Fort Loramie here against Lima Central Catholic about the third week of October in 2021. Anna Rockets were 3-5 at one point in the regular season this year after eight games. Anna's reeled off four straight since, averaging 45 points per game. During this stretch, Anna's been hot. Ninth-year head coach Nick Marino talked with me earlier this week about Anna's recent success.
I definitely like where we've been hitting our stride on both sides of the ball.
Against Allen East and Williamsburg, you racked up a lot of points, moved the ball up and down the field. 7-10 win opponents.
Yeah,
this team, Tri-Village, is your 7th-10 win opponent on the schedule. formidable schedule for Anna, for certain. That's got to pay big dividends come playoff time.
Yeah, we've played a good schedule all year. There's never a week you can take a break. Even the teams that didn't have very many wins in our league are pretty good football teams. So that's definitely an advantage for us, I guess, in preparation. But this time of year, it doesn't matter. They're ready to go. We're ready to go. It's a big football game. It's going to come down to players making plays tonight, and if we can step up and take care of that.
A one good performance after another by Zach Osborne. He is running hard. He's shifty. He's tough to bring down. He's got speed. He's just a junior.
Yeah, no, he's a good football player. He's an all-league player for us, and well-deserving. He runs the ball hard. I thought he sprained his ankle at St. Henry earlier. I think he's finally gotten the last 3 or 4 weeks back up to full speed, and he's looking pretty good now.
How about the play of Nolan Wilt for an interior lineman, led the MAC all year long in sacks and tackles for lost yardage?
Yeah, he's playing really well. We moved him around a little last week when we needed to, too. They were running to the strong side or the weak side a little bit, and we put him over defensive end where he doesn't play a whole lot. But he's a good football player. He gets off blocks. He's physically strong and athletic enough to get to a quarterback.
Yeah, your defense has been tested with wide-open offenses here in the playoffs the last 2 weeks. What changes, what modifications do you make for Tri-Village, which has great team speed?
Yeah, I mean, the running back's a stud athlete, number 25. We got to take care of him. He's by far the guy, you know, and everybody knows. They know that. We know that. So on their team, we got to get to the football. We got to rally. Got to make sure we're tackling him with multiple guys at the ball at the point of attack, and then they'll spread it out and throw it around a little bit too. But it's where's 25 a little bit. We got to know where he's at and take care of him.
Have you ever been forced to prepare for a club that has a running back that the week before your game scored seven touchdowns in four quarters? That's what he did against West Liberty Salem.
I mean, I never seen anybody put up seven, I guess, before us, but he's a good football player. We got to make sure we do a good job of staying on top of him and being in the right spots.
Talk about your preparation for the playoffs. How does it differ than in the regular season? What are your real active work days on the practice field? What days are more chalk and talk? How do you get ready for Tri-Village here week three? It's been a long season. This is game 13, and you're seeking win number 5 in a row.
I mean, we don't change the schedule. We keep the schedule. So it's Monday's your install day. Tuesday is your big day on the field. Wednesday is a review of Tuesday and then a shorter day on the field, but still fast and physical. And then Thursday's your lighter day, just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. We're keeping that schedule just as we have. It's good to keep things familiar, I think, as you prepare. I mean, other than that, preparation-wise, there's always a little heightened sense of things in the playoffs. You're always a little bit more hyped up. Everybody is, because everybody knows it's win or go home.
A videotape exchange, what are you looking at in the way of Tri-Village? What games Tri-Village has played do you have in the form of videotape? What are you examining?
We look at them all. I mean, you look at them all, you want to see, especially you want to see what they look like in close games. You want to see what they're doing, what's their wrinkles they're pulling out from, you know, throughout the season, what are they going to do. So you want to look as much as we can and get a good look and not be surprised by something that you could have found on tape.
Nick Marino, head coach, Anna Rockets, our guest before tonight's regional semifinal game in Division 6 between Anna and Tri-Village. Tri-Village plays in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, the WOAC. You look down through that league, Ansonia, formidable.
Yeah.
Preble Shawnee, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Other than that, not a lot of strength, but I think you've got to consider the fact that Tri-Village has been here, third straight regional semifinal. This club's not going to fear Anna, even though the Rockets play in the MAC. Tri-Village has played in significant playoff games here in the last 3 seasons.
Yeah, they have. I mean, they're a good club, and they do a good job. So it's going to come down to playing the game tonight, and do we step up and make the plays we need to?
Turnovers, takeaways, always critical.
Yeah.
Penalties, too. Have you fared in those departments here in the last several weeks?
We've taken care of the ball pretty well. Got to continue to do that. Ball security is always an emphasis for us, and We've created a couple last week. We had two turnovers and a touchdown on special teams, which was a big deal for us.
Your quarterback might make the difference in this game tonight. He throws the ball well, as we all know. He's using his legs more than he did earlier in the season, Alex Chappie.
Yeah. He's a big kid, so he can take off and run, and he's picked up some crucial first downs, stepping up and took care of the ball, too. I mean, ball security has been something we've harped on him about to improve on throughout the year, and we saw him do a nice job with that last week. They had a couple turnovers. We didn't. That was a big difference in that ball game, so we got to continue to do that. And he's going to be a big part of us taking care of business tonight.
Exactly. He's the engineer. He runs the show. He's a key cog for Anna to win this game this evening.
Absolutely. We need to see him play well, and need to see everybody step up and get to number 25 tonight. So it's the key to the game right there. Everybody knows it. We just got to take care of it.
Reed Weir, number 25 for Tri-Village, the man about whom Anna head coach Nick Marino just spoke, is a 5'10", 170-pound senior. Rockets will have to spy on him defensively, that is for sure. Matt Hopkins is in year number two, head man at Tri-Village. He said Anna resembles his own team offensively, very much so. Coach Hopkins has a coaching background that includes 4 years at Lebanon and a stint at Preble Shawnee, where he played high school football. Both Preble and Tri-Village are members of the WOAC, and Coach Hopkins said he is happy to be in his own backyard coaching, so to speak.
What a great place to be home. It's very, very familiar. Kind of the same kids at Shawnee as we have here. And kind of just a weird twist of fate. I actually, one of my last years at Shawnee, we actually played Tri-Village in their first real varsity season. Things didn't go well for the Patriots that night, but I could just remember thinking about how athletic those kids were and just how tough they were, and it didn't matter that what the score was, like, they were continuing to fight, and I just kind of kept note of that. And so I've just kind of followed them throughout, and what a great job Coach Burke has done before I got here to build it up to where it is, and luckily I kind of stepped into a great situation and been able to keep it rolling.
A Tri-Village High School football is fast-paced, it's high-octane, it's up-tempo. What do the fans see from the bleachers? How would you describe Tri-Village offensive football?
Yeah, so you're exactly right. We try to play as fast as we possibly can, and sometimes I still feel like we're playing too slow, and I lose my mind about it. But, you know, we're a four wide, and we're a run-pass option team, so the fans are going to see us put it in the running back's belly. If we don't like, our quarterback doesn't like it, he's going to pull it out. He's going to throw it to a guy on a little screen or a quick throw, and hopefully we're going to gain some yards and we're going to line up and do it just all over again. So offensively, we try to play and as fast as we can. We try to wear our defense opponent out.
Braden Keating at quarterback, and Reed Weir is a running back for you. Talk about those two young men, what they bring to the table, and other skilled players on offense that we'll be highlighting during play-by-play of tonight's game.
Right. So Braden is kind of our point guard. In our offense, you got to be super smart, and he's one of the most intelligent kids that I've ever been around. I think he's got like a 33, 34 on his ACT. I mean, this kid is just phenomenal. He's going to hopefully go to Rolls Human and become a big-time engineer and stuff like that. So he understands exactly what we're trying to do, how defenses are shaped, and how we want to attack that. And Reed's just one of those just absolute game changers that you are lucky to coach maybe once or twice in your entire career. You know, most people don't get it, and luckily I had the chance to coach him. He's just phenomenal. Anytime he touches the ball, he's a threat to go score.
Hey, West Liberty knows.
Yeah.
West Liberty knows all too well. Two kickoff returns for TDs by Weir last Friday night.
Yeah, and he opened the game with a 60-yard touchdown catch. You know, that's our first playoff offense, so we hit home run there. But other guys that that people have to defend, Tanner Prince, who's been a 3-year starter and just has been our leading receiver, and just a steady force out there, runs great routes, catches the ball, but more importantly, he's one of our best outside blockers, and he's a big reason why Reed can spring those. You know, it starts with the guys up front, but I always tell my wideouts that you guys finish the job, because if you don't block in the secondary, it doesn't matter, you know. So he kind of leads that charge right there for us. Then, of course, we got Trey Sagister, who's a great possession receiver for us over there on the other side. We got Noah Finkbein, who's kind of our Swiss Army knife. He kind of can play H. He can play fullback for us. He can catch balls. He's super physical, especially defensively. And then rounding out that group is a freshman named Griff Richards. And he's very good. He's in the mold of a Tanner Prince. So we've got guys coming in the pipeline that are pretty good, that are ready to fill some shoes when we leave.
Key performers in that 3-4 defense for
yeah.
you.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Starting out on the D-line, we have our nose, which is Paul Brewer. He's a kid that didn't play last year, came back as a senior. He's undersized, but one of the strongest kids I've ever been around. Squats over 450 pounds. And just put together, he's a pig farmer, just a workhorse, and he gives people fits. He's hard to block. He's quick. He's a backup running back for us. Jaden Hollinger at the end, he led the WOAC in three statistical categories, and the only one he didn't was interceptions and total tackles, although he was in the top five there. So he gets after people, and people just kind of run away from him. Reed is a linebacker for us, and he can make plays sideline to sideline. Braden Keating is phenomenal at the outside backer. And then we have Trey and Noah in our secondary. Tanner's been playing there. Mason Wethington is our other corner. Lane Byerly gets in there. Like, we just have guys that we can rotate. We have some depth, and that's an issue that we had last year. We didn't have enough depth. Mm-hmm. But now those young guys are a year older, and they played a lot of football. And so I think that has been a big positive for us.
Yeah, kicking games in great shape, yep. And it's getting better and better each week.
Yep. Braden does all of our kickoffs, and he's our extra point and field goal guy, and he does a really good job doing that. Behind him, we actually have a girl kicker named Cora Gutierrez, and she does a nice job filling in. We're looking forward to her developing and continuing what Braden has kind of set the standard for. Punter is Reed Weir, and he is, he has the option to either punt it or pull it down and do it, and sometimes he gambles. It works out sometimes, and other times it doesn't.
Jack Kramer with Coach Matt Hopkins, head coach at Tri-Village, your number two. Before tonight's Division 6 playoff game between Tri-Village and Anna, give me a thumbnail sketch of what you know about the Anna Rockets.
Well, I tell you this right now, is that, you know, when I watch them on film, I see a lot. They're eerily similar to us, and that's kind of what we've talked to the guys about all week long, is that this is a team that can catch fire real quick, that can get excited and shut you out. Again, we're playing ourselves, and it's kind of spooky to see that, but they've got some really good guys. It's a MAC school. You know that they're battle-tested. They're ready to go. This isn't their first rodeo. They're going to get after us. They're going to be sound in what they do, and we got to be able to be the best fundamental team on the field on Friday night and find a way to win.
Matt Hopkins, head coach of Tri-Village. Chuck, you can tell from those conversations provided by coaches Hopkins and Marino, these two head men know their personnel, know the game of high school football, are pumped up to be here in this regional semifinal. These two teams extremely well coached.
Now, that was two of the better interviews that I've heard. The coaches, that they talked, and they talked about pertinent things, and I liked they weren't just throwing coach speak out there. They were actually talking about the game. That was impressive.
Yep, kickoff upcoming in 3 or 4 minutes. Anna, the visiting team on the scoreboard. Tri-Village, the higher seed. Anna wearing the road white. Tri-Village, the dark uniforms here this evening.
a pretty snazzy looking red, white, and silver for the Patriots, and a white from top to bottom with the green numerals. We'll return in a few minutes. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Anna, and Tri-Village on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Ohio needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Anna won the toss, deferred. Rockets will kick off to begin this game here tonight. Anna will get the ball to start the second half. Tri-Village possession to open the action here this evening. And we expect a high-scoring tilt at Lima Stadium. Quarterback Braden Keating for Tri-Village, a 6-foot, 175-pound senior. He's joined in the offensive backfield by Reed Weir, 5'10", 170, and a senior. Noah Finkbein is in the slot, plays the fullback, the tight end, that hybrid position. 6 feet, 180, and a sophomore. Wideouts, Trey Sagister, 6'1", 140, a sophomore. Tanner Prince, 6'1", 165, a senior. Griffin Richards, freshman, 5'11", 145-pounder. We'll touch base with the offensive line in a moment. It's a short kick by Anna. It is bounding down to the 45 of Tri-Village. Rockets made sure none of the speed, including Reed Weir, touched the ball on the opening kickoff return.
Well, I think what happened more than that is the kicker fell as he kicked the ball. That's the only reason it only went that far. He fell down in the ball. He barely caught the top half of the ball.
That didn't help matters.
No.
So Tri-Village gets good field position at its own 43-yard line. Jaden Beam over the ball at center, 6'1", 180, a sophomore. The guards, Brock Durst, 6'3", 235, a senior. Seth Jesse, 5'10", 275, a senior. Tackles, Levi Farmer, 5'11", 215, a sophomore. And Dom Black, 6'4", 250, a frosh. First play from scrimmage is a run by 25, Reed Weir, outside left tackle, brought down after a 3-yard gain, and right away, Tri-Village is at the line of scrimmage. You talk about high octane. The quarterback keeps the ball, fakes it, didn't give it, held on to it, was hit immediately, fell forward for one. Keating's at the 47. Drive started at the 43, 4 yards picked up in two rush plays, third and six for Tri-Village. Can Tri-Village convert on its first third and long of the night? Short drop of the quarterback, Keating. Fires mid-range, 50-yard line in front of the quarterback. It is caught on the play by Prince at the 49-yard line of Anna. He dances to the 43. He's got the first down.
Yeah, that was just quick. Say he went out into the zone, set up. Perfect throw.
Tri-Village sends a man in motion. It's Noah Finkbein. Quarterback Keating, he reads the defensive alignment of Anna, hangs onto the football, and trudges for a yard, maybe two. Got to the 43. Tackle on the play by the Anna Rockets, Nolan Wilt. Assistance from Colin Elliott. Second down, 8.5 or 9 to go for a first down for Tri-Village from the Anna 43.5. Snap back to the QB Keating. Hand off to Weir. Uh-oh, he gets to the outside. He's at the 40. Makes a man miss. 35-30. Upended at the Anna 25 or 26-yard line. Coming up to make the tackle for the Anna Rockets on the play was Zach Osborne. Good run by Weir. He's got speed on the perimeter.
Boy, he got the corner turned, and he made a move.
Three receivers wide right. The ball flipped into the backfield, 5 yards behind the line, way out to the wide side of the gridiron, and the receiver is jarred immediately.
That was Weir, and I'll tell you what, that was the Weir and Osborne meeting on the field, and Osborne won that one.
Zach Osborne planted a blow on Weir. He was out in open space. Osborne was spying on him, drilled him after he caught the ball, a negative 5. Second and 15 for Tri-Village inside the 30 of Anna. Back to throw Keating. Here's a scramble. He runs toward the line of scrimmage. A late pitch to the Anna boundary, far side of the field. Yes, it's caught at the 27 or 8-yard line. Run down to the 25. Hauled in on the play by Sagister. Third down and 3 to go for a first down for Tri-Village just inside the 20 of Anna. I don't know if fast pace describes this offense well enough, Chuck. It is up, 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 up tempo.
It's fun to watch. Boy, if you can coach kids this way and make them play like this, you're in good shape.
Here is Keating, the quarterback, giving on the play to Weir. Weir weaves his way, and he slides down to about the 15 or 16, close to a first down. Might be a foot short. It could be fourth and less than one for Tri-Village. Ball marked for play at the Anna 16-yard line. Tri-Village has got to get to the 15. Keating's in the spread, 5 yards behind the line. Weir alongside. Two receivers left, two to the right. What's up the sleeve of Coach Hopkins here? Fourth and very, very short. Now nobody in the backfield with Keating. Ball snap to Keating. He throws. Hits Weir in the flat. 2 yards behind the line. He catches at the 17 and streaks down to about the 10 or 11-yard line. He's got the first down. His knee touchdown at the 12. First and 10 for Tri-Village. I was about ready to say, Chuck, there's no way they'll pass on fourth and a foot.
Well,
and that's like a sweep to the left.
Yep.
Quick pitch.
He set Prince right up there. You almost saw it set up there, but Anna didn't recognize.
Here's the ball snapped back to Weir. Weir runs to the right, meets resistance, tries to reverse his field, stood up behind the line at the 15-yard line. He lost two or three on the play.
Came out in the Wildcat, and Anna was not fooled.
Yep. Weir took the snap from center. Anna sniffed that one out. Second down. 12 to go for a first down for Tri-Village at the Anna 15-yard line. Man in motion left. There's a flag before the snap, and it is a pre-snap penalty against Tri-Village.
Yeah, he went in motion that time, Prince, but he turned up just about a beat too soon.
Boy, this is fast-paced. This is a lightning-quick pace.
This is fun.
Being demonstrated by Tri-Village so far.
Sometimes high school football games can lack excitement. My goodness, this one, this pregame, the excitement was great.
Well, we've had 4 minutes plus played. Tri-Village has run 10 or 11 plays already. Here's Keating way back to pass. He looks. He rolls back at the 27. Fires down and out inside the 5-yard line. Receiver has it broken up. Incomplete.
I'll tell you what, that was Finkbein, and he laid out to keep that ball from being intercepted. It was going right to an Anna player.
Yep.
At about the 3-yard line.
Late double coverage by the Rockets, who got there in time. Clay Cummins, splendid play by him. It is third down for Tri-Village. Third down and every bit of 18 yards to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage is the Anna 20. Tri-Village can get a first down at the 2.5. Snap back to Keating. Fakes on the play to Weir. Here is Keating picking his way up the middle. Dodges one man, another, and steps his way to about the 13, the 12. He rumbled for 8. Field goal time here for Tri-Village, and the quarterback, Keating, does the booting. He's kicked a couple field goals this season.
It's going to be about a 20, it's about a 30-yard field goal.
Yep.
A little bit, whatever wind we have, he's into it.
Now, wind is out of the west-northwest, coming in from the far left corner of the stadium. You're right, Chuck, blowing a little cross into the kick by Keating. It's a good snap. Boy, the kick by Keating has got a lot of oomph on it. Great leg. It is good. High and plenty long enough. Strong lower right limb for Keating as he smacked that one home, and Tri-Village is on the board first. 6:27 to go. First quarter of play. Tri-Village 3 and a nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Up Tri-Village got great field position to start the game. A poor kickoff by Anna, a mistaken one, not hit solidly. And Tri-Village began the drive outside its 40. Used almost half the first quarter. Didn't get into the end zone, but they picked up yards in short chunks in a steady fashion and got the 30-yard field goal. Kickoff return, Anna right up the middle. It's a good one from the 11-yard line to the 30, 35, 40. 42-yard line. What a return on the play by the Anna Rockets.
Yeah, that was Colin Elliott.
Elliott, a 6'1", 185-pound senior. He was back there with Osborne. Elliott took the boot knee high. They looked at each other. Elliott snared it. And he zipped right back up the field between the hash marks. Fine return. Anna starts at its own 41. Alex Shappy at quarterback, running back Zach Osborne, wide receiver Clay Cummins. Flat pass right out of the chute by Anna, complete behind the line of the 38. Run after catch up to the 43. Net gain on the play of 2 or 3 yards, minimal advance, no forward progress up to the 45.
Gee whiz.
In a half. Very favorable spot for Anna. Second down, 5 yards to go for a first down. Rockets will take it. Anna can get a first down at the 49 of Tri-Village. Rockets have two receivers left, couple to the right. Trevor Roberts moves into the offensive backfield, staggered with Osborne, who's in motion to the right. The quarterback, Shappy, keeps, and he rambles right up the middle behind his center. And he high steps his way for 7. He's got a first down at the Tri-Village 48-yard line. 5:37 to go, first quarter. Tri-Village 3, Anna nothing. This is Anna's first possession. Time-consuming drive at Tri-Village to start the game, which netted a field goal. Here comes Anna to the line of scrimmage, flashing two receivers to the right. Two backs line up alongside Shappy vertically. Fake handoff, long down and out throw, near sideline, nearly an over-the-shoulder catch at the 19 by Anna, broken up at the last split second, intended for Trey Heitkamp. Good coverage by Tri-Village downfield.
Yeah, that was Sagister. He's only a sophomore, and he's a good athlete. We saw him in basketball season. Heitkamp should have caught that.
Sagister was there. Finkbein was there. Heitkamp had the better shot at it of the three, that's for sure.
Got two hands on it and didn't pull it down, but he'll catch that 9 out of 10.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Anna at the Tri-Village 48. Patriots show 6 men up front. Hand off to Osborne. He lugs it to the 43 of Tri-Village. That's it. He's dragged down right there. Anna now confronts a third down and a little better than 6 to go for a first down. 4:55 to go, first quarter. Tri-Village 3, Anna nothing. Good-looking high school football game, Division 6 regional semifinal. here at Lima Stadium. It is a cool, breezy, clear night. No chance of precipitation. Splendid evening for high school football. Chappie Gibbs on the play to the ball carrier, bucking outside left tackle to the 39 of Tri-Village, a full yard shy of a first down. Osborne toted it, leaving Anna fourth and one.
I think that was Roberts, and because Osborne has not touched the ball yet offensively.
We got the word that Roberts might see some few carries early on as a decoy and tried to detract from Osborne at the outset, feature Roberts a little bit, said head coach Nick Marino on Wednesday, and that's what the Rockets have done. Fourth and one, possession play here. Snap to Chappie. Chappie on an in sweep. Ball carrier can't get to the edge. Tackle made at the 39. It's a loss of one or two.
Not a fan of that call. You've been running it right between the tackles. That's where Osborne's at his best. You've got a fast team out there, faster than you, and you try to run wide on fourth and one. I don't like it.
Nope, Tri-Village had a couple defenders across the line of scrimmage, creating penetration immediately, and Osborne never was able to turn up field. He was running parallel to the line of scrimmage, 4 or 5 yards behind it the whole way. He lost a few, and Tri-Village takes over at its own 41. Here is the quarterback back to throw. It's Keating.
Wow.
He throws a line drive in the flat. A terrific one-handed juggling catch at the 38, run after catch to the 42, and a player shaken up momentarily. Second down, 8 coming up for Tri-Village. 3:38 to go, first quarter, 3-0. Patriots on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And a player shaken up momentarily. Stepped off the field under his own power. I think it was Caleb Kenton.
Yeah, it was.
Second down for Tri-Village. 8 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Patriots 43. And Anna stuffs the second down play. No gain whatsoever. Fine defensive stand by Mason Hughes of Anna. He thwarted the ball carrier right at the point of attack. Third down, just a shade under 10 to go for a first down for Tri-Village. 3:05 to go here in the first quarter. 3-0. Patriots in the lead. Possession down upcoming. Receivers flanked left and right. Man in motion across the formation. Delay here, but Tri-Village, too much time. Penalty against the Patriots. It's going to be fourth and nearly 15.
Well, you look at it. They've run 16 plays to Anna 6 here in the first quarter. Anna's lucky it's 3-0.
Exactly. If Tri-Village had the ball forever throughout the first 6 minutes, and really, Chuck, only wound up advancing the ball about 55 total yards
out
and settled for 3. Third and 15 for Tri-Village from the Patriots 37. A couple of wide receivers each side of the field for Keating, who's booting to the left, rolling that way, throws across the 50-yard line. Wow, what a leaping reception by Noah Finkbein as he broke right in front of an Anna defender about 17 yards downfield. Nicely done by Tri-Village, and that was a first down with a yard or two to spare. Here's the sidearm thrower, Keating. Fires one in the right flat, caught 2 yards behind the line at the 49. Short run after catch to the end of 47, and that gain of one. Second down and nine, Tri-Village, which leads 3-0, 2:08 to go here in the first quarter.
We talked about a lot of people before the game, but Finkbein so far has been the difference.
Yep, stellar performance by him for Tri-Village. Quarterback Keating calls his own number, run all the way. He's yanked down from behind at the 44-yard line. Good hit by Trevor Roberts of Anna. Kept the QB from getting down closer to the 40. And now Tri-Village has to settle for a third and at least six from the Anna 44-yard line. Rockets defense has got to get off the field.
And they've been getting them in third downs, but they can't. They only had the one stop down there that held to the field goal other than that.
Exactly. Keating, 10 yards behind the line. He's in his own end of the field. There's a holding call in Tri-Village. Keating falling to the ground, almost sacked at the 50, makes a late delivery, and somehow completes it down to the 37, but it is going to be nullified. Holding infraction against the Tri-Village Patriots. I tell you what, that was a Houdini by the quarterback.
He reminds me of Baker Mayfield before he was terrible.
1:17 to go in the first quarter. Entertaining Division VI high school football game here tonight at Lima Stadium. 3-0 Tri-Village. Patriots now confront a third down and 16 yards to go. From the TV 46-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right. This quarterback, Keating, can sidearm the ball. He can heave it when he's going down. End sweep to Weir. He jets around the left end, makes a man miss at the line of scrimmage, and totes it for seven, way short of a first down, though. Fourth and 9 or 10 for Tri-Village from the Anna 47-yard line.
Well, I guarantee you, Anna has talked about you. They're all up. They have nobody back. They are not expecting him to. Well, they got one back now. They're expecting him to take off with it.
And he can do that. He's got the free license to run from punt formation. Very short kick by Weir, but it takes a Tri-Village bounce. He angled it directionally, far side of the gridiron. It hit at the Anna 30, then a hop, skip, and a jump down to the Anna 23-yard line. That's where the Rockets start. First down, 10 yards to go. A briskly played first quarter, 40 seconds
My
remaining. Lickety-split. Expected more scoring. 3-0 Tri-Village, which has run about 21-22 plays to Anna 6. 3-0 Tri-Village. Anna fortunate, given the play disparity, that the Rockets are not down by more than just the three-point score. Inside running play, Osborne. He powers up the middle. He's got a cavity. Shoots through it to the 35.
That's your fourth and one play right there, Jack Kramer.
That was a fast 11 or 12 by Osborne. Yeah, easy to second guess. This Anna club in Osborne has got some good vertical straight ahead power. He showed it right there. Fine burst.
Well, I'm not saying anything negative about the coaching staff. I just wasn't a fan of the call.
Here is Anna with a first and 10. Rockets 35. Down and out near side of the field. It is caught on the dead run by Heitkamp. He stiff-arms the man at the 44. He's up to the 50. Into the Tri-Village end of the field across the 45. He's crunched out of bounds at the 44-yard line. Weir caught up with him, as did Kaysen Hollinger. First and 10, Anna. Fine throw by Chappie. He threw it laterally across the field on the dead run. Heitkamp picked it off, made a man miss, used a stiff arm.
He knocked Sagister to the ground.
Here is Chappie, quarterback draw, calls his own number. And the 6'3 QB drives hard to the 40, lunges over it to the 39 of Tri-Village. 5-yard advance and first down. First quarter comes to a close. Second and 5, Anna. When we return from the Tri-Village 39, 3-0 Patriots after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyers will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Geyers start online at GeyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyers customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyers reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyers, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
As we start the second quarter of play, the Anna Rockets from the 39-yard line of Tri-Village dish the ball in the left flat. Chappie finds Heitkamp about 10 yards downfield. No one's on him. Missed assignment by Tri-Village. And Heitkamp wheels his way down to the 25, bumped out of bounds at the 20. Heitkamp with two real productive receptions in a row, Chuck.
That was a well-designed pass play right there. They ran somebody long. He ran in behind it, and the defender didn't know which one to take.
First and 10, and at the Tri-Village 20 as we start the second quarter. Handoff on the play to Osborne. He goes between left guard and tackle. Nothing there. Tries to spring it wide. He stacked up at the sideline near the Tri-Village end of the bench at about the 17. Might have garnered two. Second down, 8 for Anna. Ball marked closer to the 18-yard line for the Rockets. 1 minute gone. Second quarter, 3-0 Tri-Village. Rockets split a receiver wide right. That's Noah Ofterhauer. Two back staggered alongside Chappie, the junior QB for Anna. Now the backs next to him make adjustments. Here's the fake to Osborne, and the quarterback Chappie wants to go late over the middle to Ofterhauer. Well covered. Good pressure on the quarterback Chappie. Ball's underthrown. Good thing it was, because Tri-Village had triple coverage on Ofterhauer.
Hey, Sagister was out there one-on-one in the beginning, and he did a great job. He was in the way. If he would have tried to throw in the ball, that was picked.
So Chappie was bothered as he threw it. He might have underthrown that one.
I think he did.
Away intentionally. If so, that was smart. So Anna now confronts a third down and 8. Line of scrimmage, 18-yard line of Tri-Village. Is this four-down territory? Here's the handoff on the play to Osborne. He's got an opening. He wriggles through. He's at the 11-10, inside it, stays on his feet, and digs hard to the 5-4-yard line of Tri-Village. Wow, there's your inside run game right there on a clutch third-down call. And here's quickly Anna to the line of scrimmage, running it, and the Rockets pull their way into the end zone for 6.
He kept it himself. Nice play.
Chappie, the quarterback for the Anna Rockets, hung on to it, and he powered home for the score. Good play by Chappie, 6'3", 185, junior. He is a horse at QB, tough to bring down. Extra point now coming up here for Hensler. Anna's been 75%, a little better than that on PATs this year. Not as good as the Rockets should be. Here's the critical kick by Hensler. Not very artistic. Line drives it through. Well, it counts.
The snap was terrible. The holder did a great job, and he had to adjust his steps. I think that was a nice kick.
In the end, the execution by Hensler, given the initial issue on the snap, was pretty daggone good. And give him credit. Extra point, yes. 7-3 Anna. 90 seconds gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3000. 3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Anna Rockets lead Tri-Village 7-3, 10:26 to go second quarter. Extremely entertaining game so far. A lot of fun. Great crowd on hand as both teams have traveled well. Tri-Village from way down at I-70 all the way up here to Lima Stadium.
My last game here was Loramie at LCC a couple of years ago, and that was a fantastic game, too.
Oh, yeah, 67 points scored in that affair. Good kickoff by Anna down to the 14-yard line. Tri-Village angles the return back up the middle of the gridiron, and Anna makes the hit in the vicinity of the 27. Good coverage by the Rockets. First and 10 for Tri-Village. Now, Chuck, we're going to see how the defenses have settled in. Anna much better defensively on Tri-Village's second possession. Anna executed better offensively on possession number two for it.
Well, Tri-Village hurt themselves that last drive. They had that hold when they had the first down that moved them back 10, then they had to punt.
Tri-Village quarterback is Braden Keating. 6 feet, 175, a senior. He's got a sidearm delivery that enables him to throw the ball while going down. He can pitch it while falling to the turf, and he's got a snappy delivery. His release is fast. Pre-snap penalty on Tri-Village.
They're starting to make some mistakes.
First and 15 now for the Patriots at their own 22-yard line. Anna in the lead, 7-3. Under 2 minutes gone here in quarter number two. Gorgeous night for high school football. Slight wind out of the west-northwest blowing across the field of play. Here is the quarterback, Keating. It's a slant, a pretty deep slant, up over the 30-yard line. Yes, it's caught. Griffin Richards, the freshman, was given cushion, took advantage. Gained to the 33, leaving Tri-Village short of a first down. Second and six. Here is the quarterback, Keating. He puts the ball in the tummy of Weir, keeps it there. Weir hangs on and drives to the 35-yard line. He is sat on right there. Third down for Tri-Village and at least four to go for a first down. We'll see what is up Coach Hopkins' sleeve here. Two receivers far left, including Tanner Prince. Quarterback Keating fakes the inside handoff. Oh, it's a quick slant. Pass over the middle. Intercepted. Picked off by Anna. Nicely done by the Rockets. Run down the near sideline to the 20. 15, 10. Beautifully done by Noah Ofterhauer.
Wow.
The 6'3 junior is caught from behind. Somebody nipping at his heels for Tri-Village. Saved a touchdown. Ofterhauer was lurking in the bushes over the middle. I don't think Keating got a good view of him. Ofterhauer reached up and pulled it down from the sky, and away he went. He's got good speed.
Yep.
He ran that ball back a good, what, from the 40 to the 6 or 7-yard line?
Yep. Yeah, he had to keep slowing down for his blockers. That's why he didn't get in. But, yeah, he didn't see him. He did a great job of stepping in front of that slant.
36, 37-yard return by Ofterhauer. Anna runs it over left tackle. Touchdown, Rockets. And Anna, just like that, has scored twice here in the second quarter to lead 13-3. The first big turnover of this game enables Anna to take advantage of a short field. Rockets punch it in right now.
Rockets are playing really well, especially defensively.
Uh-huh, yes. And over the course of a playoff game, when you go up against the club you haven't seen, although you've watched them on videotape, but you're not really familiar with the personnel and how fast some of these young men really are, it takes a possession or two to settle in and make the modifications you need to.
Yep, absolutely.
Extra point try coming up here for...
They had an offside, so they're getting moved down to the 1.5.
Wow.
They're going to go for two.
Interesting decision here by head coach Nick Marino. Let's see if it pays off. The lead is 10, 13-3.
I think 11's as good as 12, isn't it? Oh, well.
Tough decision to make. But from the 1.5, given that you're running it really well right now, Anna elects to run it again, going for the two-point conversion, and the ball carrier bucks to the goal line, stacked up right there, but I think he's ruled in for the two-point try.
That was Osborne.
Osborne behind Roberts and the offensive line. Good job up front. Left side, but Tony Garrett, Mason Hughes, and center Nolan Howell. Osborne cracks home on the two-point conversion. Anna taking advantage of Tri-Village mistakes now. Rockets lead 15-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kickoff by Cummins of Anna. It's a low line drive ground ball that scoots down to the 17-yard line. Tri-Village returns it right back up the middle over the 35 to the 39. Good bring back.
That was
by Tri-Village.
Yep. And I'll tell you what, he went slow, saw the gap, and he was like a rocket through that thing. He almost broke it.
And Anna was able to pinch him off just before he got to the 40. Good return by Weir. Line of scrimmage and 39 for Tri-Village. 9:06 to go, second quarter. 15-3 in favor of Anna. Quarterback Keating, he's got an avenue over left tackle, and he angles right through it. Fine burst, but Braden Keating, quarterback of Tri-Village, as he wedges ahead for 7. Dragged down on the play by Alex Puppelman of Anna. Second down, a little over 3 to go for a first down. From the 46 of Tri-Village, Keating again calls his own number. And he rumbles wide left. He's got the first down. That wasn't the Wildcat, was it, Chuck?
No.
That was Keating, not Weir.
Yep.
And some spark here from the QB of Tri-Village as he scoots for first down yardage into Anna territory at the 45-yard line of the Rockets. 8:29 to go, second quarter. Here is the quarterback, offensive backfield, faked it. Didn't give it, and Anna's all over him, smothers him for a yard or two loss.
Nolan Wilt, he was in the backfield waiting for him.
Love the performance by Wilt this year. Young man, just a sophomore, outstanding campaign. 7 sacks, 14 tackles for lost yardage. Second team, All-MAC, should have been first.
I think the sophomore part of that probably kept them from voting him.
Yeah, probably so. Here's Keating pushing a forward pass down the left side of the field. Receiver sprinting inside the 25. Single coverage by Anna, which breaks it up.
Off to Hauer, baby.
Woo! Off to Hauer at the 21. Got an arm in there and spiked that ball out of the hands of Prince.
It was going to be a completion, too, because that ball was well thrown. That was just a great defensive play.
Keating has had good accuracy, except for the one pick. 3rd and 11, Tri-Village. Anna clearly way offside. There's a flag. 7:52 to go, second quarter, 15-3, Anna leads.
That's the Bronx cheer because Tri-Village has thought Anna's been offsides two other times in the first quarter.
New line of scrimmage, the 41 of Anna. Tri-Village has the 35 as the line to gain. Four receivers flanked. Low snap for Keating. Uh-oh, flat pass, telegraphed, picked off Anna at the 38-yard line. Run down the far sideline, a block, another block. And running all the way down inside the 10 is the cornerback for Anna, caught from behind around the 5-yard line. We are not sure at the moment who picked it off. Somebody in the secondary.
It was Aaron Chappie.
Well done by Aaron Chappie. Thought it was either Chappie or Heitkamp, one of the two corners. What a play by Aaron. Wow. Alex's twin. And I tell you what, Anna very well prepared for this short, wide passing game of Tri-Village. Rockets have picked off a couple. Line of scrimmage outside the 5 of Tri-Village. 7:40 left to go, second quarter. Anna already in the lead, 15-3. Alex Chappie, the QB. He gives the ball to the first man through, and rumbling down inside the three to the two-yard line goes Osborne. Shy of the end zone. It's going to be second and goal for Anna, which sports a 12-point lead. Quarterback Keating for the Tri-Village Patriots came into this game with 1,984 yards passing on the year, pushing 200 a game.
Well, he's 8 for 11, but he's thrown the two bad interceptions.
Yep, been picked off twice, and they both have been returned big time. Here's Anna exploring the run up the middle. A hole opens up. Touchdown, Rockets, from 2.5 yards away. 21-3 in favor of Anna, which will no doubt kick this PAT. Anna's offensive line here in the second quarter having its way with the interior defensive front of Tri-Village.
Well, he's kind of putting his defense in a spot since he's given them the ball on interceptions at the 4 and the 8.
Yep, for sure. Here's the PAT try by Hengstler to make it a 22-3 lead. Snap from center, good one. Ball placed down, kick, Hengstler. It's high and long, and it is picture perfect. Anna 22, Tri-Village 3, 6:57 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And our Rockets have put on the board 22 unanswered. Kickoff, Cummins bounding down inside the 20, rolling to the 13. It's Weir up the middle of the field. Anna doesn't want to let him spring to the outside. He does. Reverses his field. Near sideline.
Wow.
Look at him go. 4-3 speed. He'll take it to the house. About 85 yards for Reed Weir of Tri-Village. He took it back up the middle of the field to the 30 or better. It clogged up. And then he went horizontally, headed right to the sideline, found the lane, might have been touched.
Maybe.
Maybe once after his own 40. Somebody might have laid a hand on him at the 45. He hit some resistance around the 30. Anna might have touched him 5 yards short of the 50. But Weir just separated. He was jet propelled on that kickoff return of about 83, 84 yards.
I'll tell you what, I take the alleged off of the 4-3 speed. That was a burner right there.
22-9, extra point Keating. Yes, sir. He piped that one, split the uprights down the middle. 6:41 to go, second quarter, and we are starting to see that high scoring from both clubs that we expected. 32 points racked up in less than a quarter and a half. 22-10, Anna. scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Ground ball kickoff by Tri-Village down to the end of 16, and the Rockets return it right up the far side of the field. Hash mark. It is Colin Elliott getting a couple three blocks along the way. Breaks contain at the 40, shoots over the 50-yard line into Tri-Village's, into the gridiron, and jammed up finally at the 44. Speed to burn in this game tonight. Slow start to the scoring. Chuck, what were we, 3-0 after a period?
Yes.
It's 22-10 now. We played five and a half minutes in the second quarter. 29 points in 5.5 minutes in this period. End sweep to the left. It's Osborne trying to get to the edge. Still running laterally. He's nailed at the 46. He lost two.
Boy, again, all that speed. You're not having any trouble running between the tackles. I don't understand it.
My mistake, it was Jacob Taylor trying to get to the edge for Anna. Nothing doing. That plays right into the strength of Tri-Village. Good play. Weir and Mason Wethington chased it down. Second down, 12, Rockets at the Tri-Village 46, 22-10, Anna in the lead. Rockets, 3 touchdowns, 2 kicks, 1 2-point conversion. Chappie delivers inside handoff. It is Osborne. He got to the 41, then he was thrown back. Forward progress here will be very interesting. And he is not given.
Yeah, he is on the other side. This guy on this side didn't give it to him, but the other side did.
Ball marked for play at about the 41.5. And spotted down at the 42. I thought he got to the 41 or close to it. Was driven back out of bounds at the 43 or 44. They compromised. Third down for Anna. 7 yards to go for a first down outside the Tri-Village 40. Here comes run pressure from Tri-Village. Anna tries to bully its way over left tackle. And two defensive linebackers for Tri-Village saddle the Anna ball carrier with a hit at the 37. Flatten him right there. 4th and 3 for Anna. Good hit on the play. Levi Farmer got a hand on the ball carrier for the Rockets to confront a 4th down. 3 to go. Line to gain, the 34 of Tri-Village. 4:38 to go, second quarter. Anna kicked off to start the game. Anna will receive to begin play in the third quarter. Rockets slow in getting this play in. Anna will take a timeout. 22-10 Rockets. Big play upcoming, 4th and 3. 22-10, Anna leads on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
4th and 3 for Anna. The quarterback, Chappie, raises up to throw, fires, quick slant. No good for Heitkamp at the 22-yard line. He was double covered deep in the Tri-Village secondary. Anna seemed maybe a little unsure about the play call after the timeout. Long cadence by Chappie. They tried to spot Heitkamp over the middle. Tri-Village had him spied on by 2 defenders.
Yep. But I'm telling you what, bad throw. Threw it high. Yes. Gave him no chance to catch it.
Right. If it's down around the waist, he's got a chance as he was being bracketed by Sagister and Prince of Tri-Village. And the Patriots take over the football at their own 37-yard line. 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Anna leads 22-10. 1-yard gain, that's it. Tri-Village could muster about 3 feet on first down. Big series here. Anna gets the ball to start the third quarter. Pretty important for Tri-Village to generate points on this drive. Trips to the left for the quarterback, Keating, who's thrown two picks, had only three on the year coming in. No one available. Stiff arms a man behind the line. He's almost sacked. He runs, gets out of trouble, brought down at the 38-yard line.
Off to Haar. Heck of a play.
Yep. Oftehauer has been everywhere for Anna here tonight. Right now he's got the edge on the star of this game. Third down for Tri-Village, third and eight from the Patriots, 39. Trips to the left. It will be tense in Anna's secondary here. And one receiver now not covered far side of the field as Anna suddenly shows blitz. And that may have helped trigger an illegal procedure on Tri-Village.
I think it was on the quarterback because he started moving forward before the snap.
We're all the way down to 3:15 to go in the second quarter. 22-10, Anna. Third and 13 now for Tri-Village at the Patriots' 34-yard line. Again, trips to the left. Same formation. Perhaps the same play as before. Tri-Village needs five more yards. Keating in the pocket. Sidearms over the middle. It's Weir. Leaping catch at the 49. Wow, he needed 15, got 17. Anna simply played behind him, fearing his speed, trying to keep a man between him and the end zone. It looked like coverage could have been a hair tighter on that play. Weir breaking tackles to the line of scrimmage. Breaks another. Look at him go. Get to the outside. Down the far sideline. 35-30. And in hot pursuit, Weir on the loose. And he's brushed out of bounds. Way down around the 17 of Anna. Offensive line, Jaden Beam, Brock Durst, Levi Farmer, Seth Jesse, Dom Black doing a job. Running play for Tri-Village quickly to the line of scrimmage on first and 10 from the 17 of Anna. Nothing produced. Second and 10 as that play was stuffed. Timeout called by the Patriots. 2:18 to go. Second quarter, 22-10, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today. Order sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
From the Anna 18-yard line, the quarterback Keating steps back in the pocket and whips a pass down the middle of the field. A skinny post to Tanner Prince, caught at the one. He's over. Touchdown, Tri-Village. And the Patriots, with two straight scores, are right back in it at 22-16. Here's the PAT try by the quarterback Keating on the way, and he powers it through. Wow, what a play there by the QB Keating. He found the receiver down around the goal line. Great catches on this drive by Weir and Prince of Tri-Village. What a wise play call, and a bit soft on coverage in the secondary. That was the Wisebridge play of the first half. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
This is one of those games. One of those games, Chuck.
Yep.
When you can't take off a possession, you've got to move the football. And you just about have to score points every time you're on offense.
Well, I'm telling you what, the quarterback is good, but that running back,
Weir,
wow. He's got not only fast, he's got moves.
Yes. And he's a very shifty, wise runner. Oh, here's the kickoff. It takes one small bounce, then a huge one return near side of the field from the 27 by Hannah up over the 35. Running all the way across the field is Elliott, and he's flushed out of bounds at about the 38 or 39. Timeouts remaining, Anna 2, Tri-Village 2, according to the scoreboard. 2:05 left in the second quarter. Anna once led 22-3, 14 unanswered by Tri-Village, and it's now a 22-17 ball game. It's that scoreboard burner we thought it would be. Both teams put 50 on the board last week, and a 52, Tri-Village 50. Rockets run it, first and 10, pounding up the middle. It is 5 in a hurry for Osborne. Second and 5, Anna at the Rockets 43. Offerhauer flanked wide left, covered out here by Weir. And the quarterback for Anna, Shappy, looking for him, overshoots him at the 25. I saw that play coming. Ball a bit hot, overthrown.
Yep.
Boy, if it's a little shorter, Offerhauer had his man beat, but two strides.
A touchdown. Drop it in the bucket. That's a TD. A tough thing to do, though. And it's a colder night than I think. This is probably the coldest that they've played in this year.
Minute 40 left, second quarter, 22-17. Anna, you don't get the first down here. Anna must punt. Man in motion across the formation, Taylor. Quarterback Shappy, flat pass, yes, caught at the 45. Good run after catch to the 50 into Tri-Village territory at the 48-yard line. Ball hauled in on the play.
I can't say his name. It's 18.
Yeah, Camden Palmisano. Nice play, better run after catch. Good reception, showed good footwork. Got the first down with 3 to spare. Shappy throwing a long skyscraper high in the air. Threw it on first down. Caught by Anna way down inside the 30-yard line. Snared at the 22 or 23. Was that Offerhauer?
I think so.
It was a jump ball underthrown. That helped make it happen.
It was Offerhauer.
New line of scrimmage, the 21. Anna threatening. 70 seconds to go in the first half. Anna leads 22-17. So much firepower down on the field offensively in this game here tonight. 57 seconds to go in the first half. Shappy looks left, fakes the handoff, keeps. And he runs right up the middle. Oh, the C's part. Opening for Shappy, and he is upended, somersaulting down at about the 11-yard line. I think it is goal to go. Ball spotted, smack dab on the 10.
Yep.
42 seconds to go in the first half of play. Anna needs to grind out the final 10 yards. Handoff on the play to Osborne, and he's tripped at the 8. Let's see if Anna gets a timeout. 29 seconds to go in the second quarter. 22-17 Rockets. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Have so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to one of our newer underwriting sponsors, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. We say hello to Francis Manufacturing. Quality manufacturing, not at all expensive at Francis. It is priceless. More about Francis Manufacturing in a moment. Second down and goal, Anna at the 8.
Chappie looking way back at the 17. Throws a middle of the field pass in the end zone. Intercepted. Intercepted by Tri-Village. Run out of the end zone to the 14-yard line. Anna thwarted late in the second quarter. Tri-Village right back in this game.
Guess who?
Reed Weir on the pick. He read the eyes of Chappie. He threw late over the middle, 5 yards deep in the end zone. Weir played center field, made the interception. 17 seconds to go, first half. If you're Ann on defense, you don't rest on this play.
No. That kid can score from anywhere. He's shown that.
Anna will get the ball to start the third quarter, and that will be critical. Here's the snap back to Keating. He gives it off on the play to Weir. Weir's caught, nabbed at the line of scrimmage. Might have lost a yard or two back to the 10. That will be the final play of the second quarter of this game. 22-17, Anna at halftime. Francis Manufacturing, producing castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long time. And our workforce averages over 15 years of experience providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. We thank you very much, Francis Manufacturing, where the production standards are extremely high. They've got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis Manufacturing, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Say, we've been doing business for over 40 years now, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Halftime upcoming. Great first half, terrific game, Division 6 regional semifinal, 22-17, Annaba 5, over Tri-Village on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Welcome back to Lima Stadium. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Superb high school football game here tonight. D6 regional semifinal and a 22 Tri-Village 17. Just heard from Jeff Bray, who helped us get started on scoresbroadcast.com way back in 2006, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And Jeff has the line of the night. He just shared a text with us talking about Reed Weir, the fine offensive tailback for this Tri-Village team. He's a Mr. Do-It-Everything, blinding speed, 4-3 speed.
Yeah, he is fast.
Last name spelled W-E-H-R. Jeff has just texted us and let us know that he's got the speed of a Weir Jet.
Thanks, Jeff, and it must be nice to be sitting down there in the nice warm weather.
Our halftime report brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your underground plumbing specialist. A lot of numbers in this first half, Chuck.
Well, the miscues are the difference. I mean, Anna leads it 22-17. Tri-Village has scored on a 85-yard kickoff return. They scored on a 30-yard field goal, and then they scored on a regular pass play. They ran it 19 times for 90 yards in the first half. He was 10 of 13 for 77 yards, but two costly interceptions. Anna scored 14 points, quick points, off those two interceptions in the first half. 167 total yards, seven turnover first downs, and two turnovers for the Patriots. For Anna, they 19 rushes, 83 yards. They were 5 of 10 with one very costly interception. 67 yards, 150 total yards, also seven first downs. Only turned it over once. It is going to come down. Weir is the real deal, and they got to try to keep scoring. If Anna doesn't keep scoring, they could have a tough second half.
Anna will receive the football to start the third quarter. Anna leads by 5 here at intermission. Anna Rockets band in the background performing down on the gridiron here at Lima Stadium. 22-17 halftime score. Our report here at intermission brought to you by Schnippel Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-4444.
638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Here at Lima Stadium at halftime, Anna is in front of Tri-Village 22-17. It has been a first half of big and explosive plays. I should say it was a second quarter of big and explosive plays, as in that second period, we had 36 points scored between the two clubs. A look at other scores in Division 6, another regional semifinal down at Xenia. Wow, Versailles way out in front of Country Day. It's almost a running clock. Can't be won prior to halftime, but it will be starting the third quarter, Chuck.
49-7 with 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. But that had to be a lot of fun to call that first half there. Salina leads Tip 14-7 in the second. Uh-huh. Withrow leads Troy 21-0 in the second. And the last score I had in the second quarter was Minster and Marion tied 7-7. I've asked Joe to give me, if he can give me anything new on Minster. So I'll try to get us something new on that.
And ask him about Ansonia St. Henry.
Yep.
as well.
Okay.
Again, halftime score, 22-17, Anna over Tri-Village. We'll return with more from here at Lima Stadium in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Hello once again from Lima Stadium. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We're about 7 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Entertaining high school football game tonight. D6 regional semifinal and a 22 Tri-Village 17. Third quarter just around the corner. Anna will receive the second half boot. Several area volleyball players were named All-Ohio earlier this week, including two from Fort Loramie. Summer Hoying, a senior, and Jenna Barhorst, a junior. Hoying, an outside hitter, had 339 kills and finished with 963 in 4 years as a varsity player. Barhorst, a setter, 861 assists, nearly 2,000 career assists to her credit over her career, 861 this past season. Fort Loramie head coach John Rogers was named D4 Coach of the Year statewide.
Good for him.
Jackson Center junior outside hitter, defensive specialist McKinley Reichert was a second team selection in D4. Reichert had 385 kills, surpassed 900 career kills this year. She also had 297 digs. Rushi senior middle hitter Ronnie Poling was a third team selection in D4 All-State. Poling had 386 kills, 78 blocks. New Bremen senior middle hitter Olivia Heitkamp and junior setter Melina Schrader were also first team D4 All-State. Junior defensive specialist Kara Steininger was honorable mention. Minster senior outside hitter Lily Barhorst was a third team selection. New Bremen, by the way, defeated Sarasville Shenandoah 3-1 in the D4 state semifinal at Wright State earlier this evening and advances on to play in the state championship. That match coming up at 5 tomorrow at Wright State. Our score here at Lima Stadium at halftime is Anna 22, Tri-Village 17. More action in this D6 regional semifinal in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Lima Stadium. Don't forget, we've got high school basketball for you coming up Thanksgiving weekend on Friday night, the day after Thanksgiving. It's Fort Loramie hosting Miami East in a girls' clash. And then the next night on Saturday from Rushi, Minster on the road against the Raiders. Very good high school basketball action. The very initial weekend of the season on Friday and Saturday following Thanksgiving. So keep abreast of the Scores broadcast website for high school basketball coverage. We've got a number of big games coming up for you. In fact, I think Jackson Center and Rushi, Chuck, open the season against each other on the boys' side in the Shelby County Athletic League.
And the nice part about it is neither one of them is going to be stopped because they had a good football run in the playoffs. That's going to be a good one. And that's got to be at Jackson this year, right, to start. Because they played at Rushi first last year, unless they don't switch them.
I think it is at Jackson. Excuse me. I think it is at Jackson, but I can't recall. I was working on that just yesterday. But I do know that they play the initial weekend of the boys' season. That would be, what, the very first Friday of December?
I think so, yeah.
Very first Friday of December. 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, 22-17, Anna leads Tri-Village. The winner of this game advances on to play Versailles in a D6 regional championship down at Xenia tonight. Last we heard, Versailles had a huge 6-touchdown lead on Country Day late in the second quarter. Back with the kickoff to start the second half on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Here we go. We start the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna in the lead over Tri-Village by a score of 22-17. We apologize if here in the last several minutes there may have been some sort of interference along the way. We're looking good up here in the press box. Sound is just fine, but there may be an issue depending on where you are or with your Wi-Fi system. Opening kickoff by Tri-Village to start the second half is punched down to the 28-yard line, returned short by Anna to the 32, and that's where the Rockets start. First down and 10 yards to go. We are at the outset of the third quarter. Anna's in the lead over Tri-Village by a score of 22-17. Thanks to Jeff Ray for tuning in. He said down at Myrtle Beach.
He's probably getting palm tree interference. That's what he's getting.
The wind blowing sand, and he couldn't hear us as well as he'd liked. Here's Anna faking the jet sweep, running right up the middle on first and 10, opening play, third quarter. It garners three, minimal advance from the 31 to the 34, second down and 7 for Anna. 20 seconds into the third quarter, Anna leads Tri-Village 22-17. Well, our transfer rate looks good. We've checked with our own phones, and we're coming through loud and clear online over the Internet. Anna back to the line of scrimmage. Here is Shappy, fakes the inside handoff, throws a long bomb up the far right side of the field. Oh, it's in the hands of the receiver and dropped at the 35-yard line. Ball thrown back shoulder, and a man was there. Tri-Village defender Sagister got turned around because the ball was a little shy of the two men. Well downfield, a good 30 yards. The receiver for Anna had a good look at it. That could not tuck it away. That's a big miss.
Off to Har. He ain't going to miss that very often. He had both hands on it.
Yes. That would have been a monster gain of 35 yards or so over to the 30-yard line of Tri-Village. Instead, it's third down and 8 for Anna. Here's the fake on the inside to Osborne. Here's a skinny post pattern run down the middle of the field in the hands of the receiver again. Oh, my. Missed at the 37-yard line. That pass was right on the button. And the receiver for Anna, I think, was
Heitkamp.
Yep.
Again, my goodness.
Ooh. He had a good look at it. And I tell you what, if he catches it in stride, and it's not a short tackle from the backside, it's a six-pointer.
Well, and Sagister almost made the interception after the ball went off of Heitkamp's hands.
Big, big break for Tri-Village. And Anna, on its first possession, second half, has got to punt.
Oh, my.
And it's a pitiful kick. Horrible boot. Travels 8 yards off the side of the kicker's leg. It's a shank job up to the 40-yard line, and it went 8 yards in its entirety, and Tri-Village takes over. Great field position. A possession here, a chance to take the lead. Down to 5 in the opening minute, third quarter. Horrendous start for Anna to begin the second half.
2 drops and an 8-yard punt. Yeah, that's not a very good start.
Wow. Here's Tri-Village to the line of scrimmage, Keating the quarterback. And he elects to keep, puts his head down, and trudges for an extra yard or two, got to the 36. Second down and 6, Tri-Village. Anna has opened the door for Tri-Village.
Yeah, they had a chance. I mean, threw the interception in the end zone right at the end of the half. That would have put them up 12 again. No, they're giving the game to them right now.
Anna is on defense, trying to keep Tri-Village out of the end zone. Huge possession right here for the Patriots. Handoff on the play to Weir, cuts it back against the grain, meets the linebackers, is yanked down at the 30, but he tracked for 6 or 7, and he got the first down. Boy, he was hiding in behind that offensive line, Chuck. That's what he does. And then all of a sudden, he pops out with a quick burst.
Yeah, he's just a good running back, a good athlete.
He was one missed tackle there from taking it to the house. Line of scrimmage, the 30 of Anna. Tri-Village down 5. Opening 2 minutes, third quarter. In the shotgun spread, it's Keating. Looks middle of the field. Throws it. It's down inside the 10-yard line. And the Anna defender bumped the receiver. It's going to be pass interference. Fairly close call. Ball was high. Don't think it could have been caught. Ball was arriving in the vicinity of the two players just as the contact was made, and I thought the referee might pull the flag out, and he did.
I'm looking at the PSA and not saying a word on that call.
It was going to be incomplete.
But it was 8 yards over his head.
Yeah, it was, at least to 5 anyway. Chuck, referring to the PSA, we play a spot in the pregame that promotes the need for high school officials. And there certainly is one. 15-yard penalty, 15-yard line of Anna.
Need one tonight.
Tri-Village knocking on the door. Here is Keating throwing a very short pass to a receiver. Oh, that's an easy one. Finkbein catches 5 yards downfield, and then he roams to the 6. Second down and 1 for Tri-Village. Will be interesting to see if Tri-Village kicks the point or goes for 2 if they do score. Keating fakes the inside handoff, keeps, and he shoots his way down to the 2, the 1. He got the score. Was that Weir out of the Wildcat, or was that Keating?
That was Keating.
He's a hard-running quarterback. And the Tri-Village Patriots have now reeled off 3 straight unanswered touchdowns to take the lead at 23-22 with 9:35 to go here in the third quarter. And I like this approach by head coach Matt Hopkins. Despite the fact that Anna has a 2-point conversion in this game with a 1-point lead, Tri-Village not chasing the points, kicking the PAT, and it is sailing off to the left. Keating overcooked it, hooked it on the play, no good. 23-22, Tri-Village up 1 over Anna, 9:35 to go third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none for many years now. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number 1 is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Well done by Tri-Village, getting a touchdown after a very short 8-yard punt by Anna, a 3-and-out, quick drive, short field, PAT missed, and then Tri-Village slams the kickoff, beautifully done by Keating. Anna had pushed up the field in the area of the 20 or 25, expecting a short ground ball kickoff, and Tri-Village buried it in the end zone. Anna's got to start from the 20. Patriots doing everything right at the moment. Inside handoff, Anna, and that's a good burst by Osborne as he bangs out to the 28-29-yard line. Tackle made on the play by Weir. Anna runs it. Ooh, and the ball carrier is saddled with no gain. Line of scrimmage right at the 28 or 29. Third and very short for Anna. Good defensive charge up front there by Tri-Village.
They stood Osborne up. That's the first time that he has been stood up at the line of scrimmage.
Good hit on the play by Seth Jesse.
And Brock Durst.
Yep, Durst helped. Durst and Jesse put the clamps on Osborne, setting up a third and one for Anna at the Rockets 29. One receiver left, one right. Anna's got to start catching the football when Chappie hits him between the numbers. Anna runs over left guard. Power effort by Osborne as he thumps his way out across the 35, tripped up at the 37. He carves out 7 or 8 first down Rockets, 37-yard line, 8:27 and counting, third quarter, 23-22 Tri-Village, which once trailed in this game 22-3. What a streak by Tri-Village, which has reeled off 20 in a row. Bunch receivers, trio to the right. Anna elects to run again. Osborne meets resistance at the 40. Springs to the outside, upended at the 42 as he skipped ahead for about 5. Second down and 5 for Anna at the Rockets' 42-yard line.
Well, you knew that had to be a running play because the way Anna was set up, they had the inside receiver covered up by the outside receiver. So the only thing they could do is run the ball. Same set right here.
Finkbein came up to make that last tackle for Tri-Village, saving a 10-yard gain, held it to 5. Trips to the left. Chappie looks that way. He's going to run, and he is spinning around at the line of scrimmage. Manages to wriggle free for 4. Made something out of nothing.
Yeah, he did.
He was cornered there at the point of attack as Tanner Prince came up to lay a hand on him. Third down and 1 for Anna at the Rockets' 46-yard line. Boy, what a comeback by Tri-Village.
Oh, boy.
Down 22-3 against Anna from the Midwest Athletic Conference. And Tri-Village, after throwing a couple picks, didn't flinch. Here came the Patriots. And they're ahead by 1. Anna runs for a first down and then some. Breaking a tackle, Osborne. He's over the 50, 45-40. And giving chase is Tri-Village. Osborne showing great speed. Look at him go. He takes it all the way to the house for a touchdown. What a run by Osborne of 54 big ones.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you talk about some speed over there. He turned the corner and did a nice job. Anna needed that. They were on the ropes.
Chuck, that play was clogged up 4 or 5 yards downfield, and Osborne, with his ability to keep those legs kicking, stayed alive amidst 2 or 3 would-be tacklers. Anna has gone up now by a count of 28-23. You really have no choice in this shootout but to go for 2 and try to get back up by 7. 2 receivers left. Chappie gives to Osborne. Wedging, left tackle, left guard, piled up down near the goal line. It looked like he got in. The official across the way signals, yep, he's over. Breaking the plane, Osborne. That was a Zach Osborne drive tailor-made. Woo! That was the Wisebridge play of the third quarter. That long run for a touchdown of 54 yards by Osborne of the Anna Rockets to put Anna on top 28-23. 2-point conversion good. Wisebridge play of this third period. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, that was the Wisebridge play of the third quarter. Might have a few more before this period ends.
Wow.
Anna on top by 7, erasing a 1-point lead, getting a TD and a 2-point conversion. That was an all Zach Osborne drive. Short pop-up kickoff by Anna, and it's caught at the 42-yard line, lost momentarily by Tri-Village. It's on the ground in front of the Anna bench. Rockets think they recovered the fumble. It is Anna recovery outside the Tri-Village 40. Wow, that's the third turnover by Tri-Village.
Well, you talk about momentum. I'm sitting there in the first half going, you know, this could turn into a running clock. Tri-Village comes back, cuts it to five. Tri-Village takes the lead, and then here comes Anna. They turn it over again, score, and here come the Rockets to be able to push it out to a two-score lead again.
Well, when the kickoff was booted, Chuck, I thought, well, that's a mistake. That's going to give Tri-Village excellent field position.
He didn't want to kick the ball to Weir, I guarantee it.
Right. Here is Anna running outside right tackle for 5-6 yards. And the offensive line for the Rockets pushes the pile down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line.
Chappie kept that himself.
I like that. Keep the ball in the hands of your big 6'3 quarterback. You featured Osborne. He's got to be a marked man. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Anna 30, Tri-Village 23. Tri-Village, 3 turnovers in this game. 2 huge picks. Giving Anna short field touchdown romps. Osborne, it's a sprint draw. He got the ball 4 yards behind the line, and he burrows up the middle inside the 30, move the sticks. He's at the 26 and has a first down. Wethington in on the stop for Tri-Village, assisted by Finkbein. First and 10, Anna. And all of a sudden, Anna is threatening with a chance to go up by 2 scores. Points after touchdown, mighty important in this game so far. Anna's got 2 two-pointers, 4 touchdowns, 2 sevens, 2 eights to register the 30. 2 wideouts to the left for Chappie and company. Deep handoff to Osborne. Oh, there's a gaping hole between left guard and tackle. And Tri-Village rallies to the ball quickly and stacks him up at the 21. He's stoned right there. He did garner 5 or 6. Weir came up to greet him. Each team with the full complement of 3 timeouts remaining. Ball marked for play at the Tri-Village 26. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 30 to 23. Anna up 7. Anna led 22-17 at the half. Tri-Village answered with an early third quarter score. Osborne again. Wow, Anna's offensive line is separating itself from the defensive front of Tri-Village. Osborne drove it hard to the 15. First down, Anna.
That is 3 6-yard runs in a row for them. You'll take that all day long.
Left guard, Tony Garrett. Left tackle, Mason Hughes. Center, Nolan Howell. Right tackle, Nolan Wilt. Right guard, Lane Howell. Getting the job up done right now for Anna. Winning the battle in the trenches. 4:26 and counting. Late third quarter. Anna 30. Tri-Village 23. First and 10, Anna at the Patriots 15. Guess who? Osborne again. Dragged down at the line of scrimmage. Osborne's number 31. Called again. And Tri-Village sniffed that play out.
Well, they crashed from the corner that time, and they caught him from behind.
Yep. Smart play by Prince. Durst in the middle stood his ground for Tri-Village. Down to 3:48 to go third quarter. Important series here for Anna.
Yeah, they're not going to – I don't think they have the ability to kick a field goal.
Unless it's extra point length or not much further.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yep. 15-yard line. Second down, 10 for Anna. Official signals timeout. 3:33 to go in the third. Anna up by 7, 30-23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve big goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. From your first car to a new life after retirement. Here's the quarterback, Chappie, fakes the inside handoff. slips the pass into the right flat behind the receiver. No good.
Almost got Osborne killed.
Ooh. Osborne reached back to get it. He was hit solidly as the ball arrived. Probably a good thing he didn't catch it. Had he done so, ball might have been jarred free because of that hard hit. Anna faces a third and 10 from the Tri-Village 15.
That was a problem Chappie had against Allen East when I was there doing the reports. He was throwing everything behind, and that was definitely behind him there.
Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Third and 10, Anna at the Tri-Village 15. Chappie's got three receivers to the left. Inside handoff, though, to Osborne. Osborne's got running room, stays on his feet. The offensive line pushes, shoves, momentum all the way down to the 6 or 7. Fourth and a yard to go.
Well, Weir came away with the ball out of there, and he said he stole it. The referee pointed down, said that he was down. Weir threw the ball on the ground. He just got an unsportsmanlike penalty, and that's going to be an automatic first down.
Does that sting? It would have been fourth and 1 or 2 outside the 5. Penalty half the distance against Tri-Village. Goal to go, Anna, at the 3-yard line. 3:15 to go here in the third quarter. That is a big turn of events.
Well, I'll tell you what, for a kid that's that good, you don't lose your cool like that.
Anna's got 4 cracks from the 3. 2 receivers right. Chappie gets the snap from center, feeds Osborne on the play, and he is piled up big time. Might have gained a couple of feet. That's it.
That was Hollinger that time. He came in there, and that's the first time I think we've called his name.
Yes. Nice play by the defensive end, Hollinger, for Tri-Village in there on the stop. And officially no gain, nothing. Goal to go, Anna at the 3. Anna leads 30-23 over Tri-Village. Final 2.5 minutes of the third quarter of this game. Anna to the line of scrimmage, 2 receivers right. Don't think you want to get too cute, too fancy down here. Chappie in the offensive backfield gives to Osborne. He's behind his right tackle. He's down near the end zone, inching in for the score. Anna takes the lead 36-23. Boy, a big mistake, a penalty against Tri-Village. Kept the Anna drive alive. Otherwise, it would have been 4th and 2 outside the 5.
That is 4 touchdowns, and he's ran for 2 2-point conversions. He's having a very nice night.
Yep, after a phenomenal game last week, Zach Osborne of Anna. In fact, he's put together 3 standout playoff games in a row.
He is a really good football player, and I'm glad they're riding him here in the second half.
Yeah, he's going to wind up with 600 yards plus in 3 weeks in the playoffs on the ground.
Yep.
Extra point, Hensler, yes, as he smacks that one between the uprights right down Main Street. Anna's up 14. 2 minutes, 18 seconds left, third quarter. 37-23, Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Anna prepares to kick off from its 40. Final 2 minutes plus third quarter. I tell you what, Tri-Village and Anna very capable of turning kickoff returns into plays. So the kicks tonight have not been artistic. They've been sloppy. They've been short. They've been bloopers like this one. It lands at the 35. And Tri-Village, which fumbled one recently here in this third quarter, make sure that ball is smothered. Far sideline of the gridiron in front of the Anna bench, right on the 35-yard line. And I tell you what, in a game like this, with speed, 4.3 speed, in Weir, returning kicks for Tri-Village, Anna will let Tri-Village have the ball at the 35.
I think you even kick it out of bounds. If I mean, that's better than giving him the ball back there.
Yeah. Here's the quarterback, Keating, back to throw, fires, short side of the field. Receiver comes back for it. It's Prince, no good at the 39-yard line. Would have been a modest gain of three, second down and 10 for Tri-Village. Clock stops, 2:10 to go, third quarter. Anna up two scores, 37-23. Two receivers left, two to the right. Keating rides the ball into the tummy of Weir. He takes it laterally, horizontally across the field. Oh, what a textbook tackle by Anna at the 35-yard line. Rocket shaken up. Let's get the numerals of the player for Anna. That was Clay Cummins. What a clinic he put on. Clay Cummins, 19, to the rescue. Tracked Weir all the way across the field. And before Weir could turn it upfield, Cummins clamped him. Third down and 10. Keating throwing late over the middle. Yes, it's caught at the 50-yard line. Run after catch by Prince to the Anna 43. That is a forward pass play, Chuck, that Tri-Village has completed four or five times tonight. And it looks like a late floater between the hash marks that should be defended better. Uh-oh, Weir up the middle. Look out, 4-3 speed. Reed Weir, 20, 10. See you later. Touchdown. Wow. That was a quick hitter. And the offensive line up front, led by the center, Jaden Beam, and guards Brock Durst and Seth Jesse, they opened up a crease, and shooting through the gap immediately was Weir, and he wasn't three steps beyond the line of scrimmage, and you knew it was touchdown city.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
Blocked. Extra point kick blocked.
Osborne, my goodness, doing it all.
Zach Osborne, wow, was that a monster play right there. He slashed through, unblocked, and easily got his forearm on the extra point kick. 1:23 to go, third quarter. Anna 37, Tri-Village 29 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
This fantastic game continues. Tri-Village with a six-pointer to make it an eight-point contest. Then the kickoff by Tri-Village. It takes a small hop in the air, then a big hop. Anna nearly muffs it. Rockets backpedal to fall on the football at the 34. Kickoffs, coverage, returns, and adventure tonight.
I think Trey Heitkamp is one of the best athletes that I've watched.
Yep.
He's not having a great night tonight.
He's not securing the ball like he should. He needs to close out this game with a fine final 14 minutes. Anna to the line of scrimmage, up eight. Ball in the Anna 34. Two tight ends employed. Hand off to Osborne. Around the right side, he's got a hole. Slashes through. Look at him go. 40, 50-yard line of Tri-Village. Zach Osborne with the game of his life. He is caught finally way down at the 6 or 5 yard line. Offensive line for the Anna Rockets. Out of this world. What a run from the 34-yard line all the way down to about the 5.
61 yards.
61-yard run by Zach Osborne of Anna. That's the Wisebridge play call late here in the third quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts. Concepts Capital Corp.
What a run by Osborne sets up Chappie and company at the four of Tri-Village. Chappie keeps, roams around right end on the boot, hangs onto the ball, plows forward to the one, goal to go, Anna. Second down upcoming, final minute, third quarter. Anna leads by 8, 37-29. It's been the Zach Osborne and Reed Weir Express here tonight.
Yeah, two outstanding running backs we're watching tonight. I have no idea what he has total for the game, but Osborne has 115 yards on two touchdown runs here in this quarter.
Unbelievable. Osborne nicked up a little bit early in the year, healthy now. Anna runs it, and barging down near the goal line is Osborne. He's stacked up there, but he squeezes out the final 4 feet and scores. Anna tallies another six to go up 43-29. All important extra point to push the deficit for Tri-Village out to 15. PATs and two-point conversions critical in this game this evening. Hensler on to kick it. Here's the snap from center upcoming. Good spot. Placement by Hensler on the way. And he drives it through directly between the uprights. He piped that one. 44 points for Anna, 29 for Tri-Village. Final half minute, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
We talked in the pregame, our Francis Schultze pregame, about the key building components for these two clubs and their game plans tonight. We talk about explosive plays, big plays. Anna tries an onside kick, more or less, after the touchdown. Oh, my gosh, Anna almost got it. The ball didn't quite travel 10 yards. It bounced about 9.5. Chuck, Anna was very much aware of where the football was, didn't get to the 50. Anna was going to pounce on it. Tri-Village wasn't close enough to plop on the football. And then it made a sideways bounce out of bounds.
Well, we're going to see what they choose to do. I think if they take it, they get to, this is where that 5-yard penalty comes in. I'm not positive because this is confusing to me, but I'm pretty sure it is. Yep.
So as a result, Tri-Village gets the benefit of a 5-yard penalty from where the ball went out of bounds on the onside kick.
I think he just missed it again, Jack.
Maybe so. That could be the case. 29 seconds left in the third quarter. Tri-Village, great field position at the end of 44. And running is Weir, off left tackle, and he stripped up, stayed on his feet for two. Got to the 42-yard line, that's it. Final 18 seconds of the third. Anna in the lead, 44-29. Quarterback Keating has thrown two picks, but he's fired a number of perfect passes. Here's one over the middle, and it's spot on, and it's good for about 13 yards down to the Anna 31. Good pattern run over the middle by Richards, and the third quarter comes to a close. Boy, Keating in the middle of the field has been sharp. First and 10 for Tri-Village when we start the fourth quarter. Anna in the lead by 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G
T430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, the first play of the fourth quarter by Tri-Village is a 9-yard run, leaving Tri-Village a second down and one from just inside the Anna 25, and then Reed Weir takes the handoff middle of the field, darts to the outside, cuts against the grain, goes down the sideline at the pylon, can't be caught, pulls away from people left and right, and scores another touchdown to make it 44-35. And here's where the 2 points after come into play. It's a 9.2 score lead by Anna. Tri-Village tries to cut it to 7. Here's the quarterback, Keating, back to throw in the left flat. It is received at the 3-yard line by Weir. Weir makes a man miss and scores the 2-point conversion. It's the Zach Osborne Reed Weir show here at Lima Stadium. 44-37. 7-point lead, Anna. 11:38 to go, fourth quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie, and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Oh, the great speed of Reed Weir, the fine running from Zach Osborne. Tremendous performances by those two here tonight, and we've got a shootout, a blockbuster of a game. Dynamite performance by both teams. Tri-Village within 7 of Anna, which had mounted a 2-score lead. It is 44-37, short kickoff down the middle of the field, bouncing off the foot of Tri-Village's Keating. Anna reaches up and spears it at the 40-yard line. These two teams continue, Chuck, to get good field position. Nobody wants to kick it deep for fear a big return will be in the offing.
Absolutely. And Anna had 190 yards rushing in the third quarter.
In the third period alone. Well, Anna must sustain it. They're only up 7.
Yeah.
Eight points, but Tri-Village, after the Patriots got a 6, the PAT was blocked in the third. Here's a pass on the play by Shappy in the hands of a receiver, 6 yards downfield. Bobbled, dropped by Heitkamp, nearly picked by Tri-Village, and that would have been a pick 6 of 46 yards. Ball thrown by Shappy a little up. Heitkamp got his paws on it, could not bring it down. Second down and 10 for Anna at the Rockets 40. 11:32 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna's been so successful running the ball. And they run it here. Osborne finds it slow going. He is stoned at the 41. 3rd and 9 for Anna at the Rockets' 41-yard line.
That was Brock Durst. And, boy, I'll tell you what, he wasn't going anywhere. He was right on that one.
He's had a fine performance as Durst. 6'3", 235, senior for Tri-Village. 3rd and 9, Anna at the 41. Well, when the Rockets misfire on first down, it gets you off schedule behind the chains.
Yep.
3rd and 9. Chappie gives it on the play to Osborne. Osborne's going to run for the first down. He pops it to the 50, goes to the outside into Tri-Village territory.
Wow.
Down the far left sideline in front of the Anna bench, outrunning 1, 2, 3 Patriot players out of real estate at the 31. Another terrific run by Zach Osborne. On 3rd and 9.
What a weapon that is on 3rd and 9.
Woo, Anna,
to be able to run the ball.
Anna says, just give it to Zach and let him do it all. And he's done just that here in this game tonight.
He's got to be well over 200 yards.
Oh, I bet he's pushing 250. 44-37, Anna. 10:50 to go in the fourth. First and 10 from the Tri-Village 30. Running play is smothered at the 29. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney. Big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, West Michigan, in Sydney. 10 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Anna driving, second down, 8 at the 29. Osborne tough sledding, but he breaks a tackle. Look at that offensive line push. They're still pushing. Osborne is shoved. Momentum, offensive line of Anna. They create a big boost and knock him forward from the 32 all the way down to the 21-yard line. Very close to the line to gain. Third down, inches for Anna. 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 44-27, or I should say 44-37. Anna in the lead.
Anna wishes it was 27.
Rockets a big play call here. Two downs to get a foot. Just inside the Tri-Village 22-yard line. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Osborne staggered alongside Chappie. Osborne, left guard, got to the 20. Not much more than that. That's what he needed. First down.
They moved Hollinger into the – and that's – I'm sorry, that's my old San Inez. It's Hollinger. But they moved him at the defensive end. They moved him over the nose that time to try to stop that play.
Interesting. Could not get it done. Held it to the yard and a half advance. First and 10, Anna. 20-yard line at Tri-Village. Anna, two timeouts left. Tri-Village all three. 8:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna leads 44-37. First and 10 from the Patriots 20. Oh, a good move by Chappie. Fake to Osborne and kept. Chappie's on the loose. Look at him go. 15-10-5. Chappie plunges over. Touchdown, Anna. Heads-up play by Alex Chappie. Zone read. He looked over the Tri-Village defense, put the ball on the tummy of Osborne, took it out, and then Chappie swung between left guard and tackle. A crevice developed into the end zone. Went Chappie of Anna. It is 50-37. Anna in the lead. The ground game for the Rockets, unstoppable.
My goodness.
Extra point try coming here for Hensler. High snap, ball placed down,
blocked.
Kick deflected, and it sails off to the left. No good.
That could be an opening.
13-point game. Tri-Village down a 7 and a 6. Two sevens by Tri-Village would enable the Patriots to overtake Anna in the fourth quarter. 8:38 to go. Anna leads 50-37 on the touchdown run by quarterback Chappie. All set up by Zach Osborne. Kick blocked. 8:38 to go. Anna in the lead by 13 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, one of the most unbelievable aspects of this game, Chuck, is that we were 3-0 after one quarter.
Yeah.
We've had 84 points scored since the start of the second quarter. So the second quarter, the third quarter, 3.5 minutes of the fourth, two quarters plus 84 points.
Well, that's why both of them scored 50 last week, and I said it was going to take 50 to win it. And I'm not sure 50's going to do it because Tri-Village can score from anywhere.
Another very short kickoff by Anna, covered up by Tri-Village at the 40. after every kickoff. Great field position each team. Handoff on the play to Weir. Weir meets resistance at the 44. He's helmeted down. Tri-Village crowd wants a penalty marker. There it is. Weir slow to get up. Shaken up on the play. Driven hard helmet to helmet by Anna. And that's going to be a personal foul assessed. Taking the ball well over into Rockets territory. 8 minutes, 22 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Anna leads 50-37. Anna's had an extra point blocked, the last one. They do have in this game a couple of two-point conversions. New line of scrimmage for Tri-Village. We'll be down inside the 45 of Anna, close to the 40-yard line.
Now, that was Lane Howell. He came in late, and he came in kind of unsportsmanlike. I agreed with the call.
Much too high. Very, very quick snap. Handoff on the play to Weir. I think a pre-snap penalty will halt the play. Yep. Foul against Tri-Village before the hike. 8:16 to go in the fourth. Anna 50, Tri-Village 37. New line of scrimmage. We'll be back at the 46. Officials, though, are huddling at the moment. I think that might have been Noah Finkbein, who was in the game running that football on the last play, number five. That was not Weir, who was out momentarily.
Yeah, Weir's over here. I'm trying to find him on the sideline. I'm sure they're doing
there
some kind of a...
There he is at the 48-yard line.
He's got his helmet back on, so he must be able to go back.
That last score we heard, Versailles was in a running clock against Cincinnati Country Day in the third quarter. Versailles awaits this winter in a D6 regional championship to be played at a neutral site next Friday night.
I think if Tri-Village could pull this off, I think them playing Versailles would be kind of like, I think they'd be intimidated. I think it'd be much harder for them than it would be for Anna to go play Versailles.
Last score we heard, halftime, Ansonia 12, St. Henry nothing.
I got a 12-7 in the fourth.
There we go, 12-7. Ansonia over St. Henry in the fourth. 14-7, Marion Local over Minster in the fourth. Snap back to Keating, fakes to Weir. Throws left flat, wide open receiver, but the ball is short. He had to go to his knee to catch it. He had a run after the catch of a good 10 more yards. Tough break. It was Sagastrew who caught it, went down on all fours to haul it in. That negated any run after catch. Second down and 10, 41 of Anna. Ball carrier met solidly behind the line of scrimmage and drilled. He lost a couple. That was Finkbein, no going. Third down, 12 or 13 to go for a first down. Outside the Anna 43, 7:28 to go in the fourth. It is 50-37. Anna in the lead by 13 over Tri-Village. The line to gain, the 31 of Anna.
Weir's back in the game, and he's out here in the slot.
Ball marked for play at the 42. Weir running down the left side of the field. It's a short route thrown in front of Weir to Prince. Prince with a nifty catch. Good run after catch of five more. And he darts down inside the 35, spilled at the 34 by Cummins. Fourth down, three to go for Tri-Village.
That was a well-designed play. They ran him long and then threw it underneath him.
Big one here. Fourth down, three to go for a first down. 6:43 left, fourth quarter. Tri-Village wants to talk it over. Anna up 50-37. 6:40 left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware has got big savings. You won't believe them. Take advantage of major price cuts on DeWalt power tools. Plus, you get free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. 4th and 3 for Tri-Village from the Anna 34-yard line. Deep in the pocket, the quarterback Keating steps up in the pocket. Oh, it's a forward pitch. It's caught on the play by the back, out of the backfield of the 26.
Got a hole, boy. They held the heck out of Nolan Wilder. He was going to drill him.
Beautifully designed, run all the way down to the 12 or 13 yard line, but Wilt was held up. Nolan Wilt held on the play.
Well, they're pointing the other way. They had a death grip on him as he got to just beat the guy.
And we've got a personal foul called against Anna. We were mistaken.
No, they're mistaken. Oh. I was right.
Let's see where the ball will be spotted for play. It did look like out of the corner of my eye, Nolan Wilt was held. Dead ball foul after the play was over.
They had him by the he beat him quickly. They had him by the arm.
Ball marked for play at the 7. 6:34 to go in the fourth quarter. Tri-Village to the line of scrimmage. Weir at the point of attack, cuts it back, and he scraps his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Reed Weir of Tri-Village. Extra point will cut it to 6. Still 6:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna's going to need at least 2 more drives, Chuck.
Wow. I don't know how you missed that.
Extra point for Keating of Tri-Village. This to make it a 6-point game. Anna's last PAT was deflected. No good. Lions are down. Good snap from center. Keating takes a 2-step stride, and he drills it. 6:31 to go. Tri-Village within 6. We got a ball game going to the wire. Anna needs to drive it down the field at least one more time. 50-44 Rockets on scorersbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Now, Chuck, it looked like it was Tanner Prince who caught the ball on that forward pitch.
There he did, number 2, yep.
After the quarterback, Keating, in the offensive backfield for Tri-Village, scrambled around, looked like he was going to be had, and just about the time Nolan Wilt was laying a hand on him, Nolan Wilt was pulled away being held.
Well, he became a runner. So there is no way that should have been a roughing the passer. That is a terrible call.
Here is the kickoff by Tri-Village, and it's bouncing inside the 20, 15. It's the sideline, out of bounds, and a possession at the 35. And now here's where the Rockets must secure the football. Tri-Village will try to steal it and take it away. Tri-Village is a 7-pointer away from winning. Anna needs to clutch it, at least shift the field. But I tell you what, here in the second half, each offensive possession means a touchdown. Anna gave up the ball on its first drive, third quarter. Have we had a punt since? No.
No.
Anna to the line of scrimmage. Up the 6, 50-44. 6:31 to go in the game. Chappie, the quarterback. Alex has the snap, gives to Osborne, weaving, line of scrimmage, over it to the 40. He is piled up at the 43. He notched a good 8, maybe 9 on the play. Again, let's give credit where it's due. The offensive line for Anna: Tony Garrett, Mason Hughes, Nolan Howell, Nolan Wilt, Lane Howell. They have been outstanding. So is the offensive group up front for Tri-Village. Second down, a yard and a half to go for a first down for Anna, which uses clock. 5:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna in the lead, 50-44. Second down, 4 feet to go for a first down at the Rockets, 43 and a half. Chappie has got Roberts and Osborne alongside. It goes to Osborne right behind the center. And once he gets the first down, he two hands and two forearms that football and lurches forward to the 49. He picked up five, first and 10 Rockets, a yard short of midfield. Anna's got two timeouts left. Tri-Village has two. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
About a five-minute drive with a touchdown at the end of it would be a clincher for the Rockets.
Anna 50, Tri-Village 44. Running down toward 5 minutes. Play clock is at 7, 6, 5. Chappie brings his team up. They snap it with a second to go. Osborne again. He's caught around the ankles. Down he goes. He lost a yard at the 49.
That was Keating. He came in from his corner that time and got into his legs before he could get upfield.
Well done to Braden Keating. He knifed through from the outside. Oftentimes on those delayed handoffs to the tailback, when you're in that shotgun spread, you can get to him.
But that would have been a good time to pull it back out. This whole side of the field was wide open.
Yeah, occasionally a cornerback who blitzes from the outside can get that tailback from the backside before he crashes the line of scrimmage. That's what Keating did. Second down, 10.5. Osborne up the middle. Oh, there's a hole. Look at Osborne go across the line of scrimmage. He whips the linebackers. He whips the cornerbacks. He whips the safeties. He's gone to the house. Oh, what a run. Zach Osborne goes 51. My, oh, my. What a career night for Zach Osborne.
He's got to be over 300. He's got to be over 300.
He's got to have 750 yards here in the playoffs in 3 weeks. The offensive line for the Anna Rockets has been phenomenal in this game. Zach Osborne takes it to the house.
I think that just pretty much sucked the air out of this side of the field.
56-44 in favor of Anna. We're all the way down to 4:17 to go. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Having missed the last point, they go for two here. Chappie in the spread, takes the hike at the 9, handoff in the middle of the field, ball carrier nabbed at the 2, no good. Anna but 12, 56-44, 4:17 to go in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And once again, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 1/2 the cost of what the big box stores charge. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Short kick caught at the 36. Returned on the play, but Tri-Village to the 44-yard line. And it is first and 10 for the Patriots at that spot on the field.
And Iana has to try to keep them from scoring in the first 40 seconds of this possession.
They got to make them use a couple minutes anyway. Two timeouts for Tri-Village, two timeouts for Anna. Anna in the lead by 12, 56-44, 4:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tri-Village football at the Patriots 44. Keating takes the low snap, steps up in the pocket, long bomb, middle of the field. Anna's covering it pretty well at the 20. Three defenders, two receivers, three white shirts, two red shirts. The ball hits the ground and falls harmlessly incomplete. 4:05 to go, clock stopped. 56-44, Anna. Two receivers right, two to the left.
I don't think if I'm Tri-Village, I don't think anybody touches the ball, but we're here in this drive.
Here is the snap back to Keating. Little boot to the right on the dead run. throws low. It's trapped by the receiver over on Anna's side of the field in front of the bench at the 47. Ruled an incompletion for Prince. Keating, just not enough height on that ball. It was short. Third and 10, and Tri-Village has got to get a first down here. This game is over.
Yeah.
Third and 10. They've got two plays to get it done. Line to gain, the 46 of Anna. Keating throws a pass in the right flat. Receiver makes a man miss. It's Prince. Stays on his feet. Scrambles for extra yards. Gets across the 50. And he is hemmed in right there. Fourth and 4. Gain of 6. Anna had Prince after a 2-yard gain. He managed to weasel out of difficulty and got 6. Ball game right here. 4th and 4, Tri-Village. Short pocket for Keating. Down the middle. Open receiver. Dead run. Got it at the 35 of Anna. Spilled at the 33. Penalty marker on Anna. Unnecessary roughness after the catch.
Well, this is not the time to lose your cool because this game is not over.
My goodness gracious. Well, both teams have gotten their feathers ruffled. And the better players on these two squads have committed major penalties at crunch time.
Yeah, that was just absolutely silly.
I'll give Tri-Village credit. Well done. 4th and 4, quick slant, middle of the field to Prince. And a little extracurricular after he was tackled and brought down. And the walk-off gives Tri-Village the football down inside the Anna 20. That was a 4th and 4. Converted by Tri-Village after the Patriots got 6 on third down. Still 3:25 to go. Keating in the pocket. Way back at the 27. Throwing end zone. There's a scrap for the ball. Who's got it? The red shirt can't hang on.
Jacob Taylor, that was a good defensive play. That saved a touchdown.
Yep, Taylor was one-on-one in no man's land with Richards, who nearly pulled it down. Clock stops, 3:20 left, fourth quarter. Tri-Village to the line of scrimmage. Ball is outside the 15 of Anna. Mark for play at the 17. Second down and 10. Low snap. Keating in trouble. He dances away out of the pocket down the right sideline. Look at Keating go. Cuts it back at the 10, the 5. And he fights hard to get to the 2 or 3. What a run by Keating, the quarterback for Tri-Village. He would not be denied. He's got good awareness in the pocket. And he hot-stepped his way out of trouble. Receivers, 2 to the left for the quarterback, Keating of Tri-Village. Rolls right, fakes the late pitch and keeps. Dragged down after he gained 1. Clock running, 2:53, 2:52 to go.
Offterhauer with a great defensive play right there.
Yep, open field, Offterhauer. Dived at the feet of Keating. Didn't go for the fake. Brought him down. Goal to go inside the 3. Keating wants to throw for it. It's at the goal line. It's a 2-man game there. A white shirt for Anna. Strikes the ball away. No good. Intended for Prince. I think it was Offterhauer again.
He's having a game.
Goal to go for Tri-Village. Ball marked for play. Right around the 3-yard line. 12-point lead, Anna. 2.5 remaining, fourth quarter. Keating takes the snap, fakes the inside handoff. Keating keeps, wriggles up the middle, and he lunges from the 1 to the goal line. He breaks the plane. He's in. Extra point kick coming to cut it to a 5-point game. 2:32 to go in the fourth quarter.
Now Anna better be ready for a real onside kick.
Yep. And Tri-Village was able to navigate down the field on that drive, Chuck, without using a timeout. Extra point try by Keating, who just ran for the touchdown. Flags fly before the snap from center, I believe. Maybe offside Anna.
I'm not real sure. The Anna coaches are out on the field. Hopefully they didn't use a timeout.
Wouldn't dare use one on a PAT. We've got a penalty against Tri-Village.
The referee's not real animated, is he?
Nope.
Is he?
This extra point may or may not be critical in the outcome. It's a 6-point game. Tri-Village now will try the PAT from back at the 15. So it's a 25-yard kick after the 5-yard walk-off. Keating strides forward, hums it toward the right upright. Is it inside the post? Ooh, just barely.
Barely.
He makes it by a foot or two. 2:32 left, fourth quarter. Tri-Village strikes right back. Patriots won't go away. Both teams fighting hard. It is a classic Division VI regional semifinal here at Lima Stadium. 56-51 Anna, 2:32 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
You'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's. Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com. The kick by Tri-Village is hammered long down the field to the 14. Returned by Anna for 6 yards to the 20 or 21. Sneaky, well done by Tri-Village. No onside kick.
Yep. And a good job by Trent Roberts that time to keep that, because that could have been dangerous by the way it was bouncing.
Well done by the Patriots. Good piece of strategy. Anna was bunched up at the 30. Expecting a short kick, maybe an onside try. Anna's backed up, own 20-yard line. Each team, two timeouts remaining. This initial first down is critical.
We need a Zeke Elliott 80-yard touchdown run right here.
One receiver left, one right. Handoff on the play to Osborne. Osborne cracks it outside right tackle, stays on his feet, plows over the 25 to the 27. Uh-oh, the ball is knocked loose. It's on the deck. Tri-Village thinks it has it. Anna thinks it has it. Rockets recovery at the 27-yard line. Oh, that was close. A net gain on the play of about 5 for Anna. It did come free, jolted away from Osborne. He has secured it tightly all night.
Yeah, they're reaching in. I mean, that's why he got 7 yards out or 6 yards out of that, because they didn't tackle him. They tried to tackle the ball.
2 minutes left in the game. Anna on top, 56-51. Second down and 4 for Anna at the Rockets' 27.5-yard line. Line to gain the 31.5. Rockets milk the play clock. 8, 7, 6. Snap coming to Chappie at the 22 in the spread. He gives it on the play to Osborne. Over left tackle. Upset at the 28-yard line. It's going to be third down for Anna and every bit of 3 to go for a first down. Ball game riding on the upcoming play. Timeout called. 92 seconds to go. 3rd and 3, Anna, short of the Rockets' 30. Anna leads 56-51 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Here is the play of the game. It's Zach Osborne over left guard, meets resistance, bounces off a tackler. Look at him go. 35, 36, 37. He moves the sticks. First down run by Osborne. He had to have 3, and guess what, Chuck? He got about 10.
Well, I think they to think they're going to use their last timeout. Maybe not.
Tri-Village has one timeout remaining and a two. We're down to 119, 118.
It's going to be a minute to go when Anna has to snap this.
Yeah, I don't think Tri-Village can get the ball back unless Anna puts it on the ground.
I think Anna's going to run this thing down to zero and call a timeout.
There will be 1 minute left to go. 1 minute left to go in this game. A new set of four for Anna. Tri-Village has one timeout remaining. Anna two. Officially 59 ticks left on the clock. Anna leads 56-51 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Anna Rockets after the timeout, as the play clock was winding down to zero. After the timeout taken by Anna, Anna goes to a knee in the offensive backfield. 55 seconds to go in this game. Anna will have second and 14 upcoming. 56-51, Anna on top. The Tri-Village has used all of its timeouts, Chuck.
Yep, so that taking a knee. This game's over. If they don't fumble a snap or something here,
right,
do something silly, this ball game's over.
Oh, what a game. Tri-Village had a poor second quarter. Did rally late in that second period, but made some mistakes in the first half of that second quarter that gave Anna short field position twice.
Right. Yep, they had three turnovers and gave up three touchdowns, and that's a killer, because this is a really, really good offensive football team.
Yep, sure is. And we knew neither team had the propensity to play defense really well against a skilled offensive club. That was the case. That's how it turned out. Anna to a knee again, down to 51, 50, 49 seconds to go. Play clock is at 34. Anna is going to have to snap it one more time, Chuck, and that's it.
Yep, that'll be the ball game.
Anna 56 and Tri-Village 51. Zach Osborne carried the load for the Anna Rockets tonight. He paced the green and white to victory. What a fantastic game for the running back, Zach Osborne. Nicked up earlier in the year, got healthy, and he was the man, Zach Osborne. He pulled it out tonight for the Anna Rockets. He was Mr. Steady, tough to bring down. Lost yardage just maybe three times the entire game. And the offensive line for Anna just pushed the pile several extra yards on numerous occasions. Both teams at midfield congratulating each other. What a terrific game here at Lima Stadium tonight. It's all over. Clock read zero. Anna 56, Tri-Village 51. We'll return to close it out in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And welcome back to Lima Stadium. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, where Anna has nipped Tri-Village in the end by a final tally of 56-51. Just heard from Jeff Bray on the beach at Myrtle. He said it came in loud and clear down in South Carolina. Our broadcast did. He enjoyed it very much. Said it was extremely entertaining, fun to listen to. He said we were on the money all night long. Thanks, Jeff, for tuning in and giving us that compliment. At times in a game like this, you think you're making every play sound like the one before. That's kind of the way.
A lot of them were.
That's the way it was. The way it was all night long, one big play, one explosive play after another. Chuck, I'm going to highlight that 10-yard run by Zach Osborne on third and three there in the waning couple of minutes as a Wisebridge play. Had to keep it on the ground there. Didn't want to throw the pass. Offensive line was excellent. That was a wise play call by head coach Nick Marino. Offensive line and Zach Osborne did the rest. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
The rushing yards in this game for Anna had to be, what, 100 times 4?
Well, they ran the ball 51 times for 412 yards.
Wow.
They threw it for 76 more, 488 total yards for the Rockets. On the other side, Tri-Village ran it 33 times for 215, threw it for 117 yards for a total of 332, 150 extra more yards for Anna. With the 85-yard kickoff return, and that you know, I mean, there were just some things in there. This was a terrific football game.
Yep, so much fun to be a part of it. We knew it had the makings of this, and it was so easy to tell people during the week. Well, first one to 50 is probably going to win because last week Anna scored 52, Tri-Village scored 50, and Anna was the first one to 50 and won the game.
They did.
That was my motto all week long, and that's how it turned out. I get lucky every now and then and make a fairly good prediction once in a while.
Three turnovers. If you want to find it, the key, three turnovers. Three touchdowns off of those turnovers in a game that you lost by 5 points.
Yep, Tri-Village, just three big mistakes. A couple back-to-back series there in that second period.
Yep. Well, Clancy's players of the game tonight, I mean, on the Tri-Village side, Reed Weir and Noah Finkbein, they were just outstanding.
Yep.
And Zach Osborne, my goodness, he might be the player, that might have been the play of the year game that I watched. And then Nolan Wilt, hard to say that I can find a defensive player that deserves a Clancy's, but I think Wilt had a pretty good game tonight compared to the fact they gave up 51 points.
You know, Tri-Village had to put the hold on him illegally on a few occasions to keep him out of the scrap. They held him a few times. The sophomore Wilt was outstanding. Zach Osborne, he carried the team, carried the team to victory. Offensive line, Chuck. Again, I've
outstanding.
The push from Tony Garrett, Mason Hughes, Nolan Howell, Nolan Wilt, Lane Howell. was amazing.
When you know what's coming defensively,
yep.
Which is what they knew, that's the offensive line that's making that crack for Osborne. I didn't mean to step on you.
But a number of other plays, 5-yard gains turned into 10 because the offensive line gave him another 5 yards of momentum from the backside.
They had one here where he was about 3 yards short on a 3rd and 4.
Yep.
They pushed him 6 yards up the field for the first down.
Yep. And his offensive line whipped Tri-Villages down, whipped Tri-Villages' defensive front down in the trenches most of this night. Those are our Clancy's Award winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
So much credit to this Tri-Village team here tonight. Second-year head coach Matt Hopkins has a real winner of a club. Third straight year for Tri-Village to reach the regional semifinals in Division VI high school football here in southwest Ohio. Three times in a row it's happened. Tri-Village, three straight seasons, plays 13 games, goes deep into the playoffs, is nipped tonight by Anna by 5, 56-51. As I look down through the roster for the Tri-Village Patriots, Tanner Prince is a senior. Braden Keating, the quarterback, is a senior. Paul Brewer, a standout defensive player, backup running back, he's a senior. Jaden Hollinger is a senior. Brock Durst, fine offensive defensive lineman, a senior. Seth Jesse, who goes both ways up front, he too is a senior. Reed Weir, a senior, he graduates. So some outstanding seniors for Tri-Village will be missed. Program's in great hands. I really like the head coach.
Oh, they did nice stuff. I was impressed. I was impressed by him. I wasn't sure I was going to be, but I was impressed.
But next year, somewhat of a rebuilding season for Tri-Village. A lot of credit to the Patriots, who fell behind 22-3, and it looked like Anna might have delivered the knockout punch there in the second quarter, but back came Tri-Village and took a lead, 23-22.
Yes, they did.
With the 20 unanswered to go from 22-3 down to up 23-22. Then Anna punched in a couple scores back-to-back, And then the rest of the way was Ann up two scores, then one score after a Tri-Village touchdown, and then back and forth, back and forth. And it was simply at the end, would Anna be able to hang on to the football and run out the clock? And on third and three, Zach Osborne with a scrappy, hard-nosed run for 10 to ice the game and enable Anna to seal the deal in the final minute and a half against Tri-Village, 56-51, in a phenomenal Division VI regional semifinal here tonight. Versailles won easily over Cincinnati Country Day, which was undefeated going into the game tonight. Versailles plays Anna next week at a site to be determined. St. Henry was beaten by Ansonia 20-13. That is an official final score.
Marion won 28-7.
Marion local pulled away. Marion defeated Minster 28-7, pulling away in the second half to win by three touchdowns. So in Division 7, we're set with Ansonia matched up against Marion local. And in Division 6, Versailles versus Anna at a site to be determined. Who knows where that might be? Who would have thought Tri-Village would have to travel all the way to Lima for this game tonight?
So. Well, yeah, I'm going to pick one next week, so I hope that's where the game is.
So many great thanks to our sponsors. A slow start, not many stoppages of play in the first quarter and a half, but we got our commercial messages in to support our underwriting sponsors and then some before this game was history here tonight. Thanks to all of you, our online listeners. I got about 15 or 20 texts from people who enjoyed the broadcast, and we probably had 2,000 to 3,000 IP addresses joined late in this game, following us right down to the wire for the Anna 5-point win, 56-51. So thanks to all the online listeners. Thanks to Jeff Bray down in South Carolina for keeping us on our toes here tonight in the broadcast booth. Chuck, a final comment?
Well, wow. Yeah, I want to say thanks to Joe Neese for shooting the scores tonight also.
Yep, good.
This was I've been here twice in the last 2 years, and I'm going to start coming here every Friday. These games are the type that, you know, I'm a basketball guy, and I enjoy high school football, but these games have been well worth the price of admission, even though I got in free.
Yeah, you're referring to that Fort Loramie LCC game.
Yes.
There 2 years ago, 36-31. 67 points in that game. This one, 40 more.
That was a defensive struggle. We just didn't know it.
Exactly. 107 tonight, 40 more than that Fort Loramie LCC game 2 years ago. 56-51, Anna over Tri-Village. Anna Versailles, next Friday night, a site to be determined. We'll have the coverage for you here on Scores Broadcast. For our online listeners, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Lima Stadium. Anna victorious in the end in a hard-fought battle with Tri-Village. Final tally, Rockets 56, Patriots 51.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust
and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's Allenbaugh. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.